Welcome to Herculaneum, Missouri. Matt Greenwood with you. Austin Beard, my broadcast partner this evening. We got some great football for you tonight on KJFF and streaming online at MyMoInfo.com. It's the Herculaneum Blackcats at 1-4 hosting the 0-5 Grandview Eagles. Grandview led by Dave Dallas and Herculaneum led by Cody Hunter, his first official year as a head coach ever. So he got his first win back in week one, and since then it's been a bit of a struggle as he's faced teams like Jefferson and St. Pius. And if, for those of you familiar with this area, you know that Jefferson's 5-0 and St. Pius is 4-1. Those two schools off to excellent starts this year. But you know what? They don't care about those two schools at the moment. They care about Grandview, the team in black and yellow, and what an imposing offense they can be with these two sophomores, David Kreith, running back, and Jacob Brand, quarterback. And Austin, you got a chance to hear what the coaches had to say, and we got a chance to talk about it on our Fleeks Equipment pregame show. And, you know, this should be one of those games where it's big bodies versus big bodies right above the football. And this will be a game certainly won in the trenches.
Yeah, no doubt about that, man. I think the other factor here is we're playing on a grass field, which is unusual in high school football nowadays. But they're going to get out there, and then it's going to be who can get the lowest man on the line of scrimmage. And then whoever wins that, you know, we're going to have to execute plays on both sides of the ball. Coach Dallas talked about that on the Grandview side. They've got to become consistent and things like that. And then on Herky's side, you know, bringing Jordan Duncan back is going to help.
Let's go ahead and take a look at your weather forecast for this evening. Weather brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. And we're looking right now, it says 72 degrees, and it's getting a little bit cooler here. And we're going to drop all the way down to 50 degrees this evening here in Herculaneum. We'll have a north wind of 5 miles an hour, 55% humidity, so no chance of rain, which is what we all cheer for, especially on a Friday night. And so that's what we're going to not get is rain. So it should be a very cool evening, and already see some fans with blankets and jackets here this evening. Good crowd on hand so far as they are still filing in. Herky, Grandview, both well represented. Let's go ahead and step aside here for a minute or so and continue our Fleeks Equipment pregame show. We're going to step aside for 1 minute, come back with Dave Dallas. He's the head coach of the Grandview Eagles. We'll get his thoughts on the matchup tonight here on KJF.
Students first. That is a firm belief that the Grandview R2 School District has when providing an outstanding educational experience. That is why we are proud to be a sponsor of this football game, as extracurricular activities are a key part of this mission. This school year has had a number of highlights already. Our volleyball team is off to a great season, including bringing home a championship at the Dig for Life tournament. The cheerleading squad and dance teams both had successful summers, as each team brought home trophies at their summer camps. Also, the district is proud to have the only FFA chapter among all the schools in Jefferson County. Finally, the Eagles are excited to return to a full varsity schedule in football to have evenings like this one under those Friday night lights. Most importantly, the district would like to send out a big thank you to our community for their support in the passing of Proposition Safe Schools. This measure has helped to make our campus a safer place for students with the addition of a school resource officer. The Eagles are ready to soar in the 2018-19 school year, where we see a grand view of our future.
Matt Greenwood continuing the Fleeks Equipment pregame show as we get set for 7 o'clock kickoff between Grandview and Herculaneum here at Herculaneum High School. And got Dave Dallas of the Grandview Eagles joining us. Coach, you've had a full, healthy week to prepare for this Herculaneum team. Tell us kind of things you worked on in practice.
You know, we worked on really just getting off the football and executing on both sides. I mean, that's something we haven't gotten, that just that snap off the football defensively or offensively. And we really need to really work on that. We're just kind of been attentive there, and we want to get off the football and work and be physical on both sides of the ball. And those are the biggest things we've covered this week.
And inconsistency was a word that you used a couple of times during our conversation yesterday. And you look at the offensive numbers and you're able to put points on the board, but you're trying to find that consistency to where you're putting up points all the time. So how do you go about trying to, you know, get that up a little bit against Herky tonight?
That and stop somebody. You know, that's a key thing. Yeah. That's a key thing there. You know, we've not tackled as well as we're capable of tackling. But we just got to play hard, play physical, you know, and get off the football up front and just, you know, work on the line of scrimmage. I mean, that's where we got to reset that line of scrimmage and play football there.
All right, Coach Dallas, as always, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.
Dave Dallas, head coach of the Grandview Eagles, will return with Herky head coach Cody Hunter next.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington. Hi, my name is Amy Cousins, general manager of your local store. Maybe start out with a couple of appetizers, boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, spinach artichoke dip, chicken quesadilla. There's so much to choose from. Let the kids pick from the kids menu, then for yourself, choose one of our favorites. Steaks, ribs, seafood, pasta, we have it all. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and look for our happy hour prices. Doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
At Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, being locally owned means we get to do pharmacy our way, and that means unmatched customer care. We love to do whatever it takes to help our customers stay healthy. Our staff serves you every day at the very top of their game, offering everything you would want from your hometown pharmacy, including top quality products, medical equipment, immunizations, one-on-one counseling, and so much more. Come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy cares for you and about you.
Matt Greenwood wrapping up the Fleas Equipment pregame show with Cody Hunter, head coach of the Herky Black Hats, as they get ready to take on Grandview here at home. And Coach Hunter, you and I talked earlier this week about the trenches. That was a word you like to use to describe, you know, how your team's going to go ahead and win this game. And you said this was one of your best weeks of practice as well. Kind of what did you mean by that?
We just had a good focus all week long. Our assistant coaches brought some extra energy, I think. Our kids fed off a little bit. And, you know, we just had to get back to the basics a little bit and try to, you know, win the war in the trenches. And that's up front, you know. Our linebackers can't play behind them, and you know, our running backs aren't going to be able to run behind them if we can't get it done up front. So we really focused on our O-line a lot and got some better schemes in there, some protection packages, and making sure that our D-line uses their hands a whole lot more than what they have been. So we're just kind of back to the basics and, you know, seeing if we can come out with another win.
David Kreith, sophomore running back for the Eagles, and then they got a sophomore quarterback, Jacob Brand, as well. So a young offensive attack going up against you guys tonight. What do you see on film that you hope to be able to take advantage of tonight?
Yeah, well, as far as their kids, you know, they got some tough kids. They got some good athletes, and I told my kids all week long, you know, don't think for a second that these kids can't beat you. You know, any given night, it doesn't matter who lines up with who, what teams are playing, anybody can win depending on how you play. So, you know, I think that we match up pretty well with this team, and I'm hoping that our kids come out and play four quarters. That's kind of what we have lacked. We play a quarter here, play a quarter there. We've yet to play four quarters, and it's kind of what we've been pounding in their heads is, you know, come out, play four quarters. I want the first 5 minutes to be as hard as you got, and we'll see where we're at after 5 minutes.
Coach, best of luck.
All right, thank you, sir.
Cody Hunter, head coach of the Herculaneum Black Cats. We've got your starting lineups, a look at your weather forecast for this evening, and the coin toss with kickoff to follow here on the Fleas Equipment pregame show.
Gilster Mary Lee Corporation is looking for capable professional drivers, at least 21 years old. Truck school graduates are welcome. Paid weekly mileage, downtime, holiday pay, home weekly with medical and life insurance, vacation bonus, Christmas bonus, commissary privileges, plus a profit sharing program. Low turnover with a realistic first year earning of $50,000. Apply in person at Gilster Mary Lee in Chester, Illinois, or call Mike Welger at 1-800-851-5371, extension 3246.
Hot and Ready Pizza is here at your Little Caesars in Herculaneum. They have their famous Little Caesars combo for just $5. And for dinner, pick up a Hot and Ready cheese, pepperoni, or sausage pizza for just $5.55. Or a five-meat feast, and I mean feast, for just $9. That's Little Caesars off I-55 at the Herculaneum exit behind Cracker Barrel. Open at 10:30, 7 days a week. And be sure to use the Little Caesars app when ordering.
KJFF Festus Crystal City Imperial DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood, Austin Bearden with you. It's KJF, it's Herculaneum Grandview football from Herculaneum, Missouri. Black Cats versus the Grandview Eagles. Let's get to your Heart and Soul Hospice starting lineups. We'll begin with the Grandview Eagles. And on the defensive side, you got Travis Love as a defensive back. David Kreith as a linebacker. Jacob Brand will be playing both ways as well. He'll be the defensive back and the starting quarterback. And then you've got Cameron Ennis, DB as well. Alex Massey, DB. Eli Moore, linebacker. Dylan Barker is another defensive back for the Grandview Eagles. And then Jake Turner and Trenton Costro finish out the linebacking core. And then on the D-line, you got Chris Garrison. Offensively for the Grandview Eagles, it all starts with quarterback, sophomore, 5'11", 160-pounder, Jacob Brand. He'll be handing the ball off to David Kreith, another sophomore, as well as Eli Morris, senior. Then you got Dylan Barker, wide receiver for the Grandview offense. Alex Massey is a backup wide receiver for Grandview. And then you look at Jake Turner, Trenton Costro, and Franklin Greenman, as well as Dustin Shoemaker. That makes up your offensive line, along with Cameron Ennis. David Kreith. So there's your starting lineup, your Heart and Soul Hospice starting lineup for the Grandview Eagles. And we'll go ahead and flip over the roster and look at the Herculaneum starting lineup. But we'll do that real quick. As offensively for Herky, it's Austin Houston, Drew Gibson, Luke Teague, Blake Leathers, Nick Miles, Tyler Reuter, Nick Horner, Jacob Brown, Justin Montgomery, Cole Counts, and Jordan Duncan. And defensively for the Black Cats, you got linebackers Austin Houston, Drew Gibson, Luke Teague, Cole Myers, as well as Jason Harden, Blake Leathers. And on the D-line, Nick Miles, John Durkee, Noah Northcutt, and Justin Montgomery. And the final cornerback to make up the Herky defense is number one, Trevor Smith. Now it's time for your New Era Bank coin toss. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. So the coin toss at midfield, where it's nice and grassy and a few little dirt stains on the field as well. Good old natural grass. Hey, coin toss won by the Grandview Eagles. And it looks like they've elected to receive. And so it'll be Herculaneum kicking off from our right to our left. Players shaking hands at the 47-yard line on the Grandview receiving side. As the clock winds down, we got a minute to go before kickoff. So let's go ahead and take a break here for 30 seconds, and when we come back, we will have kickoff here on KJF.
Josh Harris on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. Josh, it's always a great time to shop at Midwest Sports Center, but especially so right now.
With the factory-authorized clearance, whether you want on the road, off the road, or on the water, we've got rebates up to $4,000. Stop in and see us, 124 Walker Drive, Farmington.
What's the phone number?
573-756-7975.
That's Josh Harris at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
All right, Matt Greenwood back with you alongside me, Austin Bearden, in for a fun 48 minutes of football in Herculaneum as the Grandview Eagles wearing their white tops and white pants with black waistband and black helmets and some black long arms or long sleeves, rather, underneath their shoulder pads. Expected to get down to 50 degrees this evening. Herculaneum Black Cats, some of them are prepared for the cold weather, and some of them are going to tough it out as the Black Cats in their black tops, black pants with red double stripes down the left and right side of the pants and over the left and right shoulder pads with the numbers on the shoulder pads in red as well as on the back with a white trim. All that noise behind us is the announcer getting hyped up for Herky football against the Grandview Eagles. The kick from the 40 is going to land into the arms of the return team at the 15-yard line as Grandview's number 25, Dylan Barker, is upended around the 30-yard line, and that's where Grandview will begin their first drive of the night.
Hey, you were mentioning those Herky uniforms. Those are the black and red version of the Indianapolis Colts. That's what they got going on there. I was here when they brought those into the works.
All right, I'll trust you on that. I don't pay too close attention to the Colts jerseys. But here's Grandview starting in shotgun formation with three wide, one on the near side and one on the left. Little stutter step there by their quarterback, Jacob Brand. And a couple of flags come flying. There was a toe tap that I believe Brand was trying to sell off as a cadence. But then there was another player in motion as well for Grandview. And so the officials throw the flag. And first play of the game for the Eagles. They're starting 5 yards back from their original spot. First and 10 from their own 29-yard line. As the lights are bright here at Black Hat Stadium. Out of the gun. Snap. Hand off. And run to the left there by David Kreith, the 5'10", 175-pound sophomore. Trying to utilize the left side of the line. Able to work his way outside the numbers to about the 27 and get three of those 5 yards back. We're going to see a lot of, or you're going to hear a lot of David Kreith and Jacob Brand, a little bit of Eli Moore as well for the Eagles as they line up going left to right. On the near side, wide receiver Cameron Ennis. Grandview in shotgun formation, man in motion from left to right. And a fake double reverse as carrying the rock and slipping on the grass right between the hashes. Number 22, Eli Moore. Eli Moore certainly looks like he's bulked up since training camp, but he slipped there on the grass and gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Third down and 10 coming up.
Yep, there's the original grass there. He found him real quick. A little bit different than out there at Eagle Stadium.
Eagles, after breaking the huddle, are trying to work guys around. They'll go four wide, two on either side, pistol formation. Quarterback Brand, little stutter step there in motion. The man Moore, he'll take the snap. Brand, and the handoff with a run outside the numbers behind the right tackle. David Kreith, sophomore tailback, gets about three to bring up a fourth down and 7, and Grandview will have to punt.
Yeah, just nowhere to go there. Didn't have any blockers out in front of him, and the defensive line of the Black Hats swallowed him up.
Blake Leathers back to receive this punt. Looks like kicking duties belong to Eli Moore. He's got his hands on his hips. Little air underneath that snap, and Moore took his time. End-over-end kick bounces at the 46 of Herky and will bounce back towards the Grandview side of the field and land at the 46-and-a-half-yard line. So a punt for the Eagles on their first drive of the night. Herky set up in good field position. It'll be first and 10 at their own 46.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see now Herky taking over. If Jordan Duncan coming back this week is going to make a difference.
Yeah, Jordan Duncan, the 6'1", 175, 180-pound quarterback, good size, stands above the line. At least 80% of it, as Grandview will line up in a 5-2-4. Herky slightly bunching up three receivers on the near side as they operate right to left, wiping the hands off the side of the pants for Jordan Duncan. Out of the gun, he'll take the snap and hand it off for the carry between the guard and tackle on the right side by number 43, Austin Houston.
Yeah, I think we see early what the battle of the trenches is going to be. It's going to be back and forth on both sides and who gets tired first.
A little over 9.5 to play as the clock continues to wind down. Scoreboard off to our left beyond the field goal post by a shed near the road where some school buses are parked. As Herky operating right to left here, heading that direction. Second down and 10 play. And again, the handoff to Houston, and he's straight up the gut, bouncing it outside the 35, 30, off to the races, 20. He's got the 15, the 10, the 5, and the goal line for a 54-yard touchdown run. Austin Houston making it look simple. Herky up 6-0.
Yeah, that right there, Matt, didn't need a block there. It was just wide open. Looked like the offensive line shifted left. Defense went with him. Houston went the opposite way, and it was wide open for him all the way downfield.
54-yard carry to ignite this Herky crowd as the Black Hats going for the extra point. And kicking right to left is number 5, Jason Harden. Harden, also a wide receiver for the Blackhats. It'll be more than happy to step up here and try to add on one more point. And he'll do it with the old-style kicking. Just straight on top of that football. Able to kick it right through the uprights. And Herky leads 7-0 with 9:08 to play in quarter number one, thanks to Austin Houston's 54-yard touchdown run.
Hey, if you haven't been to Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills lately, then you haven't been to Patsy's Furniture. Man, the selection is as good now as it's ever been. And that's saying something. Seriously. Stop by and say hi to Chris and Jamie. The first thing you'll notice is just how nice they are. They won't hard sell you at all. They'll just let you look around and offer you help when you need it. And we're talking about really nice furniture, too, from some of the best-known brand names in the business. Hey, maybe that's why Patsy's Furniture is my only stop when I do my furniture shopping. Patsy's Furniture, right off Highway 67 at the Parkway Drive exit. You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Line drive kick, Jordan Duncan right to left for the Blackhats. On the return, it's the Grandview Eagles across the 30, 35. And losing the football at the 35-yard line. Let's see who recovered. It looks like the Grandview Eagles did. As unable to secure that football was Dylan Barker, the returner for Grandview.
Yeah, what's interesting there, Matt, is Dylan Barker had a wide open lane right up the middle of the field, but the defender got his arm in there late to strip the ball. Definitely wasn't going to make the tackle because he was behind him, but snuck that hand in to make that ball come out.
All right, for our Gilster Mary Lee drive recap, we'll get to that in a second on the Herky touchdown. Out of the gun with two running backs to his left and right is the quarterback, Brand. He'll hand it off on the jet sweep. A carry here by Eli Moore, splitting a couple of blocks around the 45-yard line, but a flag came flying in. It looks like Grandview might get backed up here. A holding is the call on the Eagles.
Yeah, right there. Austin Houston was actually a great play to make that tackle. The hold kept him from doing so.
All right, Gilster Mary Lee drive recap of that Herky touchdown. Two plays, 54 yards. A run of 54 by Austin Houston. That drive recap and all Gilster Mary Lee drive recaps where they hire Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. That's 800-851-5371. Grandview will be backed up inside their 30 around the 26-yard line as the first play of each of their two drives so far have resulted in penalties. False start on the first one and a hold here on the second one. Out of the gun with a back to his left and behind him is a quarterback, Brand. Jacob with a K, hands it off left side. The run there for David Creeth. Rubs off a shoulder tackle, and then we'll get wrapped up around the waist, shy of the 30, about the 28-yard line, as they get three of those 10 yards back.
Yeah, it seems like it's taken quite a bit of Herky guys to tackle these running backs for Grandview Eagles. I think part of that is they keep trying to strip the ball, which is a great thing, but you got to wrap up the tackle, man, and bring him to the ground.
Grandview will spread it out, two wide on the left, one on the near side as they move left to right. The near side receiver is Alex Massey, 6 foot, 160 pounds. Quarterback Brand out of the gun, takes the waist high snap, hands it off, and slipping a couple of tackles again as Creeth as he makes his way up to the 40-yard line between the hashes for a gain of about 10. It'll be about a third down and four to go, so let's mark that 12 yards. So 12-yard run for David Creeth. I liked his numbers. I like his size, Austin. 5'10", 175 pounds.
He sure doesn't hit like he's that small, man.
Two wide left, one near side. Again, same setup. Massey, the receiver on the near side. Here's a handoff this time to Eli Moore, who stutter steps outside the tackle, outside the numbers towards the Grandview sideline. Has the first down near midfield, and they'll mark him down right at the 49.5-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like they're just going to pull that. They're going to take two running backs out there from the backside and pull one and give the other one the ball and see what happens. It's a hard offense to defend because you got to run after them all game long.
That is our very first Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Two wide near side, one left. Again, the waist high snap to Brand. The handoff once more to Kreese, who's wrapped up by about eight Black Cats. It's a nice little Patsy's Furniture pile up right there to bring down Kreese for a gain of about three. So it's either number four or number 22 getting the rock for the Eagles as they march their way downfield. We've got 47 yards between them and their first 6 points of the night. It's Turkey 7, Grandview nothing, 6:40 with the clock rolling here in the first quarter. Second down in the long seven, pistol formation, four wide, two on either side. Slot receiver is number five, Jacob Brand, or number 25, I should say, Dylan Barker. Here's the handoff to Kreese, who's wrapped up from behind the shoulder pad. Above the left shoulder is where number 43 for Herky, Austin Houston, made the tackle. Gain of about six to set up a third down and one.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how much longer they can just keep going out before those running backs get tired.
Alex Massey, the wide out right in front of the Grandview sideline as they're on the opposite side of the field. Eagles moving left to right with a two-bunch set on the near side. Houston behind the right tackle. The tailback is Kreese. The handoff out of the gun. Brand to Kreese between the tackle and guard left side is able to break one tackle in the backfield. Has the first down outside the numbers towards the Eagles sideline and brought down at the 32. That's a gain of nine and another Coldwell Banker Holsey first down.
It looks like Austin Houston, the middle linebacker for the Herky Blackcats, is just playing spy out there. Wherever the running back goes in the backfield, he's going there.
Austin Houston, the leader in tackles for the Herky Blackcats. 46 solo tackles coming into this one, able to bring down the tailback Kreese. Two receivers on the near side, one far side. Handoff out of the gun. Brand again to David Kreese, and he'll split the middle and get inside the 30 to about the 27. Pickup of 7 yards there to set up a second down and three.
A lot of run this far. Haven't seen the ball in the air. I'm not sure that we will on this side of the offensive front.
Who knows? Brand does have a pretty decent arm and has put up some offensive stats through the air so far this season. We'll see if they go to the air here on a second down and about four to go. Ball inside the 30-yard line. Here is a keeper for Jacob Brand. Into the second level. Breaks an ankle tackle at the 15-10 and will run himself out of bounds inside the five. Marked down at the 3-yard line. Gain of 21 yards to set up a first down and goal for the Eagles.
Good little keeper there for Brand.
All right, so the Eagles don't really huddle up, and it's not really a hurry-up offense either. It's just turn to the sideline and look, and it's a college-style type offense, honestly, the way they approach the line of scrimmage. It would make sense, Dave Dallas, certainly with many years coaching at the collegiate level. Here's a handoff to David Kreese. He tried to get over the center spot and dive forward, but he was stonewalled there at the three. No gain on the play. Maybe half a yard. Second down and goal from the two coming up. All right, next play for the Eagles will be number 10 of this drive. A much better drive than their first one where they wound up going three and out. Grandview, second down and goal from the two. Crowd gets a little louder on the Eagles side. Two backs left and right of Brand out of the gun. Waist-high snap, handoff, and just simply walking his way into the end zone is Eli Moore. It doesn't get any easier than that. He split the guard and tackle on the right side and literally had no one touching him on his way across that goal line. So the Eagles strike back with a touchdown run of their own of 2 yards. Eli Moore, and they're an extra point away from tying this one up. It'll be Kreese. Kicking for that extra point.
Not what you're looking for if you're the Herky Blackcats after scoring that touchdown.
Dylan Barker, the holder. Snap is good. Barker leaves the ball out for Kreese, who kicks it through the uprights. 7-7 ball game here in quarter number one. 3:56 to play. Herky Grandview all tied up here on KJF.
Holsch Tractor and Equipment continues to be the leader of compact tractor sales for St. Francis and surrounding counties. How, you ask? It's simple. By selling the best quality for the best price with a proven best warranty on the market. Hi, it's Hannah with LS, the major brand maker of two other brands. Brands that you already know and love. At Holsch Tractor and Equipment, you get that same franchise quality with the best 6-year parts and labor warranty and more standard features than I can name in this 60-second ad. This month, get the 35-horsepower 4-wheel drive diesel tractor with loader and skid steer front bucket for only $16,999. That's right, get the 35-horsepower compact diesel tractor with loader for only $16,999. Give us a call today, 573-756-4353, or stop by Holsch Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Holsch Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Grandview with quite the response after giving up an early touchdown to the Black Hats, marching 10 plays down the field, covering 66 yards on their way to a 2-run score by Eli Moore. That's your Gilster Mary Lee drive recap as the Eagles ready to kick it back to the Black Hats. Going left to right, they do. And lining up the kick is Eli Moore. And it's a pooch kick where whistles are blown at the kick. Flag was thrown, which usually indicates an illegal formation or an offside. But because it was before the kick, it's an illegal formation. It looks like maybe Grandview loaded too many guys on one side. Something about firsts, Austin, for Grandview. They just wind up seeing yellow.
Yeah, they have three times this far.
I mean, you got first play of their first drive, false start. First play of their second drive, a hold. And then on a kickoff, you get the illegal formation. So Moore will be kicking off on that. Will be kicking off 5 yards behind the normal X spot at the 40. So kickoff from the 35, left to right, as we have ourselves a completely dark sky. There's a kickoff short, caught at the 22-yard line by Blake Leathers. Little stutter step outside the 40. 45 has the sideline midfield, 45-40, and chased out of bounds, shoved out of bounds inside that 35 to the 31-yard line. Quite the return there by Blake Leathers, going from the 21 of his side all the way to the 31 of the Eagles' side.
And that doesn't happen without a key block by number 5, Jason Harden, who just leaps out and, like, chop blocks 4 guys there all at once. Great block there for Leathers to get up the seam.
29 plus 19 is 48. That's how long that return was for Leathers. Under 4 to play here in quarter number 1. The Black Hats, again, in good field position. First drive was at their own 46. They were able to get to the end zone in just 2 plays. Lining up as a near side receiver, Reuter going right to left. Here's a pitch to the left side and a big gap there as crossing the 30 and being spun out of bounds inside the 25 was number 43, Austin Houston. They're going to mark him down at the 23 or mark him out of bounds at the 23. Gain of about 7.
Pretty nice play there by Houston to get outside, and great blocks all the way around there for the Herky O-line.
Near side receiver once more, Tyler Reuter. All 5'6" of them. Out of the gun. The snap to Duncan. And the handoff. I believe, was that number 33?
Yes, sir.
All right. Couldn't quite tell who that was, but that's Drew Gibson. His first carry of the night for the Black Hats. Able to worm his way to a first down inside that 15 to the 14-yard line. Gain of 9. And a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. Black Hats rolling out a 43 and a 33. They're both in the backfield again with Jordan Duncan at 6'1". Shouts towards the center, gets the snap, fakes the handoff. Almost got sacked running it outside the pocket and said he'll keep it across the 15-10. Escapes an ankle tackle, crosses the goal line. Signal is a touchdown. A fancy run by Jordan Duncan. He faked the end around. He rolled out to the right, looked downfield, had no one to throw to, tucked it in, ran, broke an ankle tackle at the 10, and able to skirt his way across the goal line for another 6. And the Black Cats now lead it 13-7 with 2:39 to play.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a fake end around or if there was just a miscommunication there in the backfield because they nearly ran into each other. But either one worked because Duncan got in there pretty easily.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, help him out a little
bit. No, I get it. Hey, it could have been designed. It could have been.
Yeah, you never know. You just never know. Here's the extra point try for the Black Cats. Grandview coming on, and they force a bad kick. No, a good kick, a line drive that just snuck in inside the inside left upright. And so able to get that extra point is Jason Harden. Herky's got two touchdowns in the first quarter. Grandview's got one. It's 14-7 Black Cats with 2:39 to play in quarter number one here on KJF.
Hi, this is Sam from the Jefferson County Family YMCA. If you're looking to get fit, live healthier, or simply try something new, the Y is the place for you. Now through September 30th, new members pay no joining fee. Members enjoy access to all area locations and a free MyFitness health and wellness consultation to get you started. Enjoy free child watch for household members, free group exercise and water fitness classes, discounts on programs, and so much more. Call us at 636-931-9622, visit gwryMCA.org, or stop by the Y today.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
...14-7 Herculaneum, leading Grandview. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Austin Bearden, in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Duncan, Jordan Duncan for the Black Cats, kicking off right to left. Low line drive kick escapes the returner, and he'll pick it up inside that 10-yard line and muscle his way across the 20, brought down above the shoulder pads at the 22-yard line. I believe that was Eli Moore on the return. So Grandview will have it first down and 10.
Looks like it's going to be a horse collar, maybe. Horse collar, face mask, something along those lines on the kicking team.
I guess the official already picked up the flag, didn't see one come in. Oh, now I see it. They didn't pick it up. Just laying there between the 20 and the 15. So the men in stripes are giving this one a little chat. 2:31 here in quarter number one. It's 14-7 Herculaneum. Here's a look at your Gilster Mary Lee drive recap for the Black Cats. They started on the Grandview 31 thanks to a great return by Blake Leathers because of the block by Jason Harden. But from the Grandview 31, Herky travels three plays, going that 31 yards with a 14-yard rollout and tuck and run by Jordan Duncan to give Herky the advantage.
Yeah, so, after talking over, that flag was waved.
Yep. Just about to say they didn't move the football anywhere, so I figure they just called off the horse collar or whatever it might have been. For Grandview, David Kreith is the running back. Offensive line just putting their hands in the dirt as the ball is snapped. Kreith will take the handoff, tries to bounce it to the edge, gets spun around, stays on his feet, breaks a waist tackle, and will throw out the stiff arm along the Herky sideline as he crosses the 30 out of bounds at about the 33. Whoever that was that missed in the backfield is going to be beating themselves up because Grandview just picked up a first down on what should have been a loss of two or three.
Yeah, and he's not the only one. There are probably four guys there that had an arm on him but just couldn't wrap him up. Like I said earlier, I think they're playing for the strip, and you know, that's not going to play all night long.
So Kreith picks up a first down. He's already got his hands on his hips. He has been a three-down back for the Grandview Eagles. Two receivers on the far side for Grandview, one near side. Snap to the right of Brand. He'll hand it off again to Kreith, who tries to just bowl through a defender, gets across the 40, and wrapped up by a couple of Black Cats at the 42-yard line. Gain of 9 to set up a second down and 1 for the Eagles inside of 90 seconds left in quarter number 1.
Yeah, although the Black Cats have done a great job offensively of making 5 plays into 2 touchdowns, it's going to be a long night if the Eagles are able to march downfield like this all night.
Kicking some loose grass off to the sideline, number 2 for the Black Cats, Tyler Reuter, as he'll play about 10 yards back on the receiver, Massey. Here's our first pass play of the night as Brand drops back, but he'll roll to the left and get sacked. Going down to the grass, first man to him. Number 60 for Herky, Justin Montgomery, the senior, coming up with a big tackle on the sophomore QB, and that's a big loss of about 11. That brings up third down and 12 coming up for Grandview. Maybe there's a reason why the Eagles continue to run the football, as no one was open downfield and the Herky Black Hat defense was all over them.
Yeah, that defensive line was ready and was firing on all cylinders in that play to get to the backfield.
Two running backs, one to the left, one to the right of the quarterback, Brand. He'll hand it off to Eli Moore, trying to stretch it out wide. Breaks a tackle in the backfield, crosses the 35, tucks it securely under that left arm, and gets near the 40-yard line. They'll mark him down at about the 39. It's going to set up a fourth down and about five for the Eagles as the final 3 seconds will come off the clock here in quarter number one. 12 minutes officially in the books. It's a Herculaneum Black Hats 14 and the Grandview Eagles 7. Grandview will likely be punting the ball on this fourth and five play when we come back here on AM 1400 KJF.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Matt Greenwood with you. Austin Beard, my broadcast partner tonight, as Herculaneum leads Grandview 14-7 after 12 minutes. Grandview has it fourth down and five at their own 39-yard line. They'll be likely punting to the Black Hats here, but I want to take a second and talk about Jefferson College, where you're more than just a number. By earning your associate's degree, you'll get a quality education and earn $8,800 more every year than those with only a high school diploma. With caring faculty and over 40 accredited programs, Jefferson College is perfect for anyone, especially you. To register or learn more, call 636-797-3000 to be more than just a number at Jefferson College. All right, so the quarterback, Jacob Brand, who I guess is also the punter. Actually, Eli Moore does all that stuff. We have a flag thrown before the snap. Sideline warning against the Black Hats. Man in stripes feeling a little uncomfortable with a couple of coaches and players breathing down his neck, although I just see a few players around him. So a sideline warning again issued to the Black Hats. No yardage given to Grandview. It's a fourth down and about, I guess, four now. As now the officials are saying that the chain gang is a little bit off. Not really sure what is going on here. Something is wrong with the chains. The marker is where it needs to be. See, it was fourth and five, and it looked like it may be fourth and two and a half or three the way they were set up. So they get that corrected, and it looks more now like a fourth down and a long four, a short five, whichever you prefer. And it looks like the Eagles are going to go for it. Offset pistol, the quarterback, Brand. Double cadence. Make that a third try to get Herky to jump offside. I think Grandview is okay with accepting a penalty here for delay of game. 4 seconds on the play clock. Another hut from Brand. And now a whistle goes as Coach Dallas will burn a timeout. All right, interesting to go that route.
Hey, man.
To start the second?
Yeah, it was worth a shot. I don't know that I would have done it myself, you know, burned a timeout for really no reason, but hey, worth a shot, I guess.
Well, I mean, we don't know what it's like conditioning-wise for these guys on the field. Maybe even after 90 seconds between quarters, Coach Dallas and his Eagles a little bit tired, so he says, all right, let's try to get him to go offside, and if that doesn't work, let's use a timeout, catch our breath even more, so. You know, I never question a coach that's been doing this for 35 years what's going through his head. So Coach Dallas certainly has the background to never be doubted by a pair of young broadcasters such as ourselves.
Hey, he's down there. We're up here. There's a reason for it.
Exactly. I want to thank the Grandview R2 School District for sponsoring our game this evening. Also, Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and Lettington, New Era Bank of Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Deloge and Bon Terre, Coles Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus, and the UPS Store in Festus. And why not throw in Comtree of Festus as well? High snap, bad snap. Eli Moore tries to reel it in with the right hand. He can't do so, and he's going to go down at the 20-yard line as the Black Hats catch a humongous break, and Eli Moore is slow to get up. Don't know if he twisted his ankle around when he got tackled, but he's up to his knees.
Yeah, that's one of those situations, Matt. You just got to fall on the football. You can't try to handle that and then get up and run. You're not going to have any shot. You got two guys coming at you from both sides.
So we'll call that a punt fumble and recovery for the Black Cats. And they'll have it first down and 10 at the Grandview 20-yard line. Black Cats leading 14-7, 6 seconds into the second quarter. Chains are set, so are the officials. Whistle goes. Quarterback Jordan Duncan off to his right. Is Drew Gibson to his left. Is Austin Houston. The run will go to the right side, but Houston from the left side of the line is the one that runs that ball inside the 20 to about the 14 and rushed out of bounds on the Herky sideline. And a flag comes in. There was some bumping going around as guys got up off the pile. And we'll see who is going to get called for a penalty. Houston in there talking to the officials. So we've got a personal foul and on both sides, it looks like. Both are dead ball fouls. And so they do offset. And that means the down counts. If it was during the play, we'd replay the down. But because it was afterwards, a gain of eight there. A gain of five there for Austin Houston. Officials gather back up again as Herky already breaking their huddle, lining up and ready to go. Wide receivers having to go around the men in stripes. And now they're going to be told to go back to a huddle as the officials continue to talk about it. So we've had a really shaky start to the second quarter. First, the timeout called with no time coming off by Dave Dallas, and now some unsportsmanlike penalties. I'm surprised Coach Hunter, who's closest to the officials, hasn't come out and seen, you know, what's going on and having a chat with the refs.
Yeah, they're having a time trying to figure this out. And, you know, the referees down here on the other end, when the penalty was waived, there's a lot of conflict. It seems like one guy wanted one thing, one guy wanted another, and they settled to waive it. But interesting what they're doing here. It looked like they ran it back and said 10 and then came back for 10 more. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm totally at a loss here. So it's a 5-yard run for Austin Houston, and that's all we know. It's 11:47.
It says first down. So
does it really?
There's first down in the box.
So first and five.
Coach Dallas is trying to figure it out. Yeah. He wants a second down.
Yeah, I don't know what is going on. And I think we'll just let this one kind of play out a little bit and see what explanation Dallas gets and see what they do with the football, because, you know, it's not like the big pros, the ESPNs, where you're constantly getting communicated to with the broadcasters. So we got to figure it out based on where the ball gets moved around. In the meantime, Coach Dallas, you know, a guy that we have a chance to talk about his illustrious coaching career, 35 years doing this thing, at least at the 25 years at the high school level or college level and 10 years at the high school level, but he's been doing it for quite a long time. And now the official going from one sideline to the other, and it looks like it is second down and five. So they got everything correct. But Dave Dallas, 17 years at Kansas Wesleyan, 8 years at Ottawa University, both located in Kansas. All right, football, finally again, clock rolling, 11:40. Shotgun, Duncan, handoff to Gibson, left hand shiver, and that's actually Austin Houston with a stiff arm as he crosses the goal line for the score. But another flag comes flying in. If it stands, it's a 15-yard touchdown run by Austin Houston. If it doesn't, then we'll replay.
You know, Matt, you make the call because you were right at the first place on the second and five on the last call. I mean, you called that from the beginning. So, I mean, what's the call right now before they figure it out?
Yep, not going to even try this one. Because it was during the play, but it looked like Houston was all by himself.
Helmet to helmet on Herky. Okay. And now the back judge is going to talk to the line judge. Again, it seems like they're having a lot of controversy between the back judge and the line judge so far in the three penalties that have been thrown. on this drive.
I will say this. There's 11:30 on the second quarter clock. There's 12 minutes and a quarter. I think we've had about 12 minutes worth of delays just waiting to figure out what's going on here. And, yet, it looks like Austin Houston must have initiated helmet-to-helmet contact. And so it's going to be a penalty from the spot of the foul. And now Coach Hunter is absolutely infuriated with the officials coming out halfway to meet the official. And Coach Hunter is now giving a demonstration of, I guess, how the defensive back was set up for that tackle, saying that his guy, Houston, had no choice but to make that contact. I don't know. But it's second down and six for the Black Cats. The handoff again to Houston. This time he will not sniff the end zone as Eli Moore wraps him up and throws him to the grass at the 14-yard line. I just feel bad for you, Austin, because you're keeping track of yardage. And I feel kind of bad for myself, too, because I'm keeping track of plays, and it's kind of hard to get that all cleared up. So ball's at the 14-yard line. The chain gang dropped the chain markers. Play clock down to 12 seconds. I believe it's a third down. I believe it's six to go, but I'm not really sure. More talking by the officials. Ball's at the 14-yard line, guys.
So Houston was 15 out, scores the touchdown, and they bring him back. And now we're looking at third and four? So what, do you get a yard there? I mean, we're going with a yard. We're giving him a yard. I'm not sure.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. Third down and four for the Black Cats. They lead it 14-7 with under 11 to play. Duncan on the wide receiver screen drops it perfectly into the arms of Houston. A block by the Black Cats as Houston will cross the goal line, and this one will certainly be coming back. They signal touchdown, but the wide receiver on the far side of the field, Jason Harden, hung on to his block way too long, shoved him right towards the Grandview sideline.
You know, and playing with Jason Harden for 3 years, I can tell you right now, when he throws his hands up like this, he's guilty. You just know it, you know, whether he's out at second base or he's, you know, making the hold there on the left-hand side. When his hands go up in the air, he's guilty.
That's funny. Now, you said playing with him for 3 years, you're talking about baseball?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah.
Recreational or?
High school.
High school, okay. I guess that's right. You're what, 20?
I guess I played with him only 2 years.
You're 21?
2 years. 19.
19? You look a lot older.
I got told I was 25 today, so.
There you go. You and me are opposite. Well, actually, no, I always get told I look like I'm 25. I'm almost 30. Anyway, third down and 15 play after the holding call against Jason Harden. 14-7, Herky leads. One receiver on the near side, that's Leathers, as the Black Cats go left to right in their beautiful dark black and dark red. Duncan, chest-high snap, throws it to Leathers on the deep slant route, and he overshot him, as on defense was Travis Love. So fourth down and about 13 coming up for, or 15 rather, coming up for the Black Cats, and we'll see what Coach Hunter elects to do here.
Yeah, it's interesting. You're in your own 30, so you can go for it, and you know you have a shot at it. And it's not going to really hurt that bad if you go for it. So I think they take a shot at it and see what Houston can do out of the backfield, certainly.
Fourth down and 15, the Black Cats going to go for it. Defensive backs for Grandview got confused as to who they were going to go one-on-one with. It was Love switching off with Dylan Barker, and before Herky could recognize the miscommunication there by Grandview, Coach Dallas used his second timeout in the last 1 minute and 24 seconds of game clock time. It's 14-7 Black Cats. And I honestly, Austin, I'm still kind of perplexed as to what we just witnessed these last minute and 24 seconds with all the flags and the talking and the flags and the more talking and the football moving from 1 yard to the other and then back again. And it's just been a real confusing 84 seconds.
I think the two big highlights, though, is you calling the second and five and Coach Hunter giving the demonstration on the field. I mean, that was probably the best two moments of all that time that we wasted.
Oh, man, it's like a baseball manager going out there and saying, you know, this is the plate, this is where the ball was, that means that's not a strike. except the thing is Coach Hunter didn't get ejected from this game. Otherwise, this would be an interesting ball game. But, you know, baseball managers get tossed for making that sort of demonstration, but Coach Hunter allowed to keep the headset on.
Yeah, it wasn't quite Lou Piniella-S.
No. I don't think anybody. Well, I take that back. There are quite a few people that went past what Lou Piniella used to do for the Mariners and Rays.
Bobby Cox probably gives him a run for his money.
Certainly. Four wide for the Black Cats as they go forward on fourth down and 15. Waist-high snap, Duncan. Three-step drop. Lines it down the left slot to an empty spot. And it's incomplete. Turnover on downs. It looked like Leathers curled his route. And then Tyler Reuter went deep. But the throw was towards the deep part. But the wrong receiver went deep. So turnover on downs there for the Black Cats. And so Grandview down 14-7. Chance to march down the field once more. They did a really good job two drives ago, covering 66 yards for their first touchdown and only touchdown of the night. So now they'll have it on their own 15-yard line. There's a run up the middle. Not much room for Kreese. Got about 2 yards. We'll bring up second down and 8.
So as we now have 10 minutes and about 10 seconds left here in the first half, let's see if we can just play some football. You know, leave penalties out of it and let them play.
Grandview starting this drive on their own 25-yard line. Ball between the hashes, squarely between them, as the Eagles operating right to the left. 8 seconds on the play clock. Quarterback Brandt calling for the football. He gets it. Here's a delayed handoff. I believe that's Kreith again, muscling his way through a couple of defenders and across the 30 to the 33. That is one tough runner, that David Kreith.
Yeah, he is, man. He's been really good for them so far tonight. And we talked about how he's a little bit smaller on the stature side, but, man, he can hit. Especially that middle linebacker, Houston. I mean, he gives him a run for his money.
Yeah, two downhill runners. They don't try to stiff arm yet. Well, Houston has tried that a little bit more, but for Kreith, it's mainly just run right at you and see if I can break you loose. Third down and 3 play for the Eagles going right to left. Bouncing outside the hash on the right side of the pitch is Kreith, and he's brought down well shy of the first down marker.
Actually going to come back 2 yards.
Kreith has been used as a three down back for the entirety of this first half. Could see his jersey crinkling up just a little bit after that tackle by the Black Cats. And now returning is Leathers, getting help from his coaching staff as to where to stand on the field as Eli Moore lines this one up. Last punt was a bad snap. Moore couldn't handle it. Wound up getting tackled at the Grandview 20-yard line. This time he'll get the kickoff end over end across the 40. It rolls and downed at the 38, and that is where Herkey will get their next drive.
And here we go, a Herkey football drive right here. Let's see if we get no penalties on the Herkey drive.
Well, Grandview's the one that's been committing the penalty. Well, I guess that last drive, you're right, there were multiple Black Cat penalties.
Believe it or not, Matt, actually Herkey is outweighing the Grandview Eagles on the penalty side.
There you go.
Although the Eagles have more penalties. More yardage-wise, the Black Cats are winning that race.
More first play penalties,
yeah,
Grandview has than Herkey does. Out of the gun, it's Jordan Duncan waiting for Houston to rip that ball away from him. He does. Crosses a 45 midfield, 45 of the Eagles, and wrapped up by the ankles at the 41.
So that's a 24-yard gain. By my math, what do you got?
Well, they started on their own 37, right?
Yeah.
To the 41, so 22 yards?
22, okay.
Stop making me do math, man.
I'm going backwards.
It's not good. My math is terrible. First down and 10 play for Herculaneum on the Grandview side where they've had a lot of possession. Here's a handoff, Houston out of the gun again, straight up the middle. Eagles trying to rip it from him. Kreith nearly got it, but Houston able to hang on and get to the 30 at the 29. And that's a gain of 12, and a Coldwell Banker holds a first down for the Black Cats as they continue to move on this Eagle defense.
Back-to-back double-digit rushes.
You know, Austin Houston and Drew Gibson, it's not ideal because they're both the same height, just Gibson a little bit shorter, but they also have a three attached to the end of their numbers. Here's a quick handoff out of the gun to Gibson as he bounces it outside. The numbers wrapped up by Creith at the 26. Gain of four there to set up a second down and six for Herkey.
Yeah, Gibson's been pretty impressive so far tonight. I mean, all the talk's been about Houston, but Gibson's been doing a pretty good job thus far.
7:20 on this second quarter clock. Black Hats, the traditional huddle. They break it. Slot receiver off to the right is Jason Harden. Duncan will roll to his right, has pressure from behind, senses it, tucks the ball underneath his arm, goes to the 25, and an above-the-shoulder pad shove out of bounds by Eli Moore as Herkey set up inside the Grandview 20, marked at the 18, it looks like.
That kind of looked like Duncan running to first base, you know, about halfway out to the right field foul pole.
There you go. So another first down play for Herculaneum as they move the chains. First down and 10 play from the 17-yard line as the scoreboard has it. Black Hats trying to extend their 7-point advantage. Run up the middle, Houston out of the gun, bounces it outside the hash towards the numbers 10 to the 5, and one guy to beat. He'll beat him to the edge, crossing the goal line. Austin Houston with his second touchdown of the evening with 6:55 to play. It's Herkey up 20-7. A nice little run there right up the middle, Austin, then bouncing it outside and off to the races he went, and able to stretch it and stretch it and stretch it until he found that front goal line pylon.
Yeah, really nice play there by Houston to find the edge and work it all the way out and beat that last man.
So a 17-yard touchdown run. And the extra point coming. And it wobbles towards the left upright, and it's no good. So kicking left to right was Jason Harden, and he missed to the left of the upright. So it remains a 20-7 score with 6:55 to play here in quarter number two. Herculaneum on top of Grandview. We're back in 30.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Greenwood in the Mineral Area College broadcast. Booth Mineral Area College is your next step. Austin Beard, my broadcast partner this evening. We finally got some football going in this second quarter after the first minute 24 involved flags, officials' discussions with themselves, with coaches. There were timeouts called on fourth down plays. It was very confusing and very difficult to get this game moving forward, but we finally have. We're under seven to play, and Herkey's kicking off left to right. Jordan Duncan will do the duties as he kicks it short. At the 20, Eli Moore will catch it, looking for his blockers, tries to bounce it outside the numbers, does so across the 30-35, wrapped up at the ankles and above at the 38-yard line. Solid gain of about 17 on the return.
Yeah, really nice job by Moore there to let it develop and find that hole to get upfield.
Let's go ahead and give you the Gilster Mary Lee Drive recap. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class 8 CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. That's 800-851-5371. Herculaneum, five plays encompassing 63 yards and a 17-yard run by Austin Houston. 20-7 they lead, and a flag's going to fly in here. Illegal motion on the Eagles as Alex Massey and Eli Moore moved at the same time.
Yep, all that movement that the Eagles have going on in every one of their rushing plays, I was kind of waiting for that false start penalty to come out.
And once again, on the first play of a drive, the Grandview Eagles shooting themselves in the foot with a penalty. That's four penalties on a first.
Hey, in fairness, Coach Dallas wanted consistency.
That is a terrible thing to say, but it's funny. Jacob Brand out of the gun. Snap to his right hip, hands it off Crete to his right, and he'll run back to the near side, crosses that 30, and no one can bring him down, but forward momentum is stalled at the 33-yard line. No gain on the play there. That'll bring up second down at about 15. You really are wrong for that comment there, Austin.
Hey, I mean, I would be wrong maybe if they were down 50 to nothing, but they're playing a pretty good ball game.
So Eagles actually started this ball game receiving the opening kickoff. So they would like to score here, take 6 minutes off the clock, and go down six at the break. Here's a handoff on the sweep to the right. Eli Moore trying to break tackles. Black Cats, though, will bring him down at the 36. Eli Moore just able to stretch it beyond those hashes and then finally brought down by three black and red Black Cats. Gain of about, I guess, two or so to bring up a third down and 12.
Yeah, Grandview's got to try to find that seam. I mentioned earlier that they're probably going to get tired, and I think you start to see that now as there's only about 5.5 minutes left here in the first half.
5:34 to be exact. Now 5:30 on the nose. Grandview goes up with four wide, two on either side, and the snap to Brand, dropping back, looking around. Sutter steps around, finally feels the pressure, steps up into the pocket, and is wrapped up at the 36-yard line. Number 64 able to bring him down. John Durkee, senior defensive lineman for the Black Cats, and that's going to be a three and out for the Eagles.
Yeah, I thought he was doing a good job of trying to develop his reads downfield, but they just weren't there. I mean, the defensive secondary there for the Black Cats did a really nice job, and he had to step up, and for the Black Cats, the defensive line was right there for him.
Second sack of the night for Herky's defense as Leathers back to receive it just inside his 40-yard line. Angled towards the Grandview side of the field as the Eagles kick it off kicking it from right to left. Here's Eli Moore taking his time, steps up, end over end kick, and that's going to take a nice little Eagle bounce at the 38 and roll all the way inside the 30, down at the 26 Dylan Barker.
Eli Moore does a really good job of hitting that line drive kick, and it's something that if you can catch out of the air, you can make a nice return out of it. But if it hits the ground, you don't want to touch it. You never know which way it's going to roll, going to hit off your hands, defense coming downfield. You know, it's a mess if it hits the ground first.
And this is officially the worst starting field position of the night for Herculaneum. It's at their own 26-yard line. They've had it at their own 46, their own 37, the Grandview 31, and now on their own 26. Operating left to right, the Black Hats trying to extend this 20-7 lead. Grandview's defense needs to make a stop here. They've got four down linemen. Herky's got five to block them. Three linebackers, though, in the box. Here comes a rush, and on the run play, it's straight up the middle for number five of the Black Cats, Jason Harden, his first carry of the night. Used to seeing him line up as a slot receiver. He makes his way all the way across the 45 to midfield. That's where he's brought down right at the big 5-0. 24-yard run for Jason Harden. And that's more like Black Cat football in terms of the starting position here this evening. 4:20 left in the second quarter clock. Black Hats looking for win number two of the year. They've got 24 minutes and then some to try to hold off the Grandview Eagles. Looks like a blitz is set up for the black and white, or black and yellow once more. Rolling to his left, Duncan, delayed handoff to Harden, and Harden will be pushed back inside the 45. His forward momentum carried him to the 50, where he is stacked up by a couple of Eagles, including number 65, Dustin Shoemaker, and no gain on the play for Harden, his second run of the night.
So I wonder if they're giving Houston some rest here, or if he isn't feeling right. You know, we can see him right out front.
Well, considering Houston has scored two touchdowns, probably has near 100 yards, especially with that touchdown run of 54 yards to start our scoring here this evening. Yeah, I'd say he might be a little bit tired. Two receivers off on the far side, one near side. Herky going left to right. Two guys reach for the ball out of Duncan's hand. It's going to be Gibson to take it. And because of that mix-up on who was supposed to carry the football, Grandview's defense was all over it as Gibson only able to get about 2.5 yards to set up a third down and 8.
Pretty good adjustment there by Gibson to get some positive yardage out of that.
Well, it looked like once he took the ball, he kind of bumped into Harden and maybe a little bit of Jordan Duncan as well. Black Hats need 8 yards. They need to get to the Grandview 40 for a first down. Wide receiver is Trevor Smith. Started off on the wrong part of the route, and now he'll bunch it up on the near side. Duncan rolling to his right, throws it to Jason Harden, who tried to cup it in with a right elbow and couldn't do so as it drops on the grass at the 46. Incomplete pass there. And that's going to bring up a fourth down and 8, and we'll see what the Black Hats do here.
Duncan there showing Harden how to catch football there. He was letting him know that he had to get the basket out.
I see. Well, in all fairness to Harden, it wasn't the best throw, was it? Trying to lead Harden a little too much. So fourth down and 8 play. Duncan stays in. He's a quarterback and the punter, so you always got to respect that. He'll shoot this one straight up into the sky, but it's a nice punt, and it bounced right into the belly of number 24, it appears, Cole Myers. It's at the 16-yard line. It bounced at the 17 and bounced right into Myers' belly at the 16-yard line. So Grandview with 2.5 to play, have it operating right to the left. They got one timeout left. And they'll try to reduce this 13-point deficit.
Pretty tough field position here to do that. A little over 80 yards they're going to have to march downfield with.
All right, so here's Grandview. It is their sixth drive of the first half. Here's an out route, catch made by Kreef. Try to extend it to the Herky sideline and wrapped up at the 20. That's a gain of about 5.
Hey, we got a pass on the offensive front for the Grandview Eagles.
Yeah, there we go. Progress, right?
Certainly.
All right, so Grandview starting this drive on their own.
Started on their 15.
Yeah, they certainly did. And they gave him 6 on the catch and run. Here's the handoff on the end around. Eli Moore has a couple. All right, so third down and 1 coming up for the Eagles. Seconds to go. Clock stops on all first downs. Grandview again with just one timeout. The Eagles have been able to put up points this year, but they haven't been able to slow too many teams down as they've given up nearly 53 points a game. So to hold Herky to 20 here is not so bad, but the offense has to get going. Pistol formation as the quarterback, Brand, takes a low snap, digs it out of the grass, and lobs it up towards Alex Massey, who makes a great over-the-shoulder grab at the 32-yard line. A pickup of about 5, and that's enough for a first down. And Coach Dallas onto the field, jumping up and down, telling his guys to hurry up and get there.
Yeah, he's lucky that ball was caught. The defensive front was on Cole Myers there, because that definitely would have been pass interference.
Pardon me, that was Dylan Barker, number 25, not Alex Massey, number 17, that made the catch there. So two receivers off to the right, 2 on the near side. The slot receiver to the left is number 22, Eli Moore. Massey is the extended wide. High snap to Brand. Thought about handing it off, instead tucked it and ran and got upended and hit the grass pretty hard as he gets about 2.5 on the quarterback keeper. That's going to bring up a second down, and 8 clock rolls to 32 seconds. And there's no sense of urgency by the Eagles here. And I'm not exactly sure why. 23 seconds to go. Coach Dallas has his guys lethargic at the line. 18 seconds left, and it looks like Grandview's just going to settle for going into the half down 13, although stepping to his left is Brand, throws it low to Eli Moore, who drops it at his knees, and the clock will stop at 9 seconds. Third down and 8 coming up for the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they were so slow up there. You know, they had the one timeout, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they've got one timeout left. Should. Don't see timeouts marked on the scoreboard. 9 seconds to go. If Grandview keeps this ball on the ground and Herky gets a quick tackle, they could use a timeout. But at this point, you might as well just let Grandview run the ball and run out the rest of this clock. Pistol formation, four wide, two on either side for the Eagles, going right to left. Three-step drop. Brandt still holding on to the football. Now launches it down that right sideline, and it's nearly picked off by Herculaneum as Blake Leathers looking at his hand saying, why, guys, why could you not catch the football? Ball deflected up into the air and fell incomplete with 3 seconds to go. The intended target there was Massey. So got to give the Grandview Eagles some credit for trying to pass it downfield, and now they can do the same here. With 3 seconds, you don't have to worry about Herky getting a field goal out of this if you decide to run the ball and turn it over on downs. You can pretty much just run the ball here or have the quarterback take a shot downfield. It's all in the Eagles' hand. What you don't want to do is throw an interception. Shotgun formation for Brand. Gets his man in motion from right to left. And that is Walters. Pardon me, Barker. I can't get that guy's name right at all tonight. Poor Dylan Barker, but a run there to the 40. Got about 6 yards on the carry. But now he got triple zeros on the scoreboard. So that means the first half is over. Grandview trailing 20-7. Herculaneum with two touchdowns from Austin Houston, one from Jordan Duncan. The Eagles get their touchdown from Eli Moore. There you go.
I guess I could have helped you with that.
Yeah, you could have. No, you're good. All right, we'll send it to the KJF Studios for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show, and Crystal Wilcutt will have that for you next.
Mario's Italian Farmington serves the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pastas, calzones, strombolis, salads, and sub sandwiches. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. Get Mario's full menu online at mariositalia.com. You'll be satisfied with all the choices Mario's has to offer. Dine in or have it delivered or have them cater your next special event. Open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Gilster Mary Lee is now looking for men and women between the ages of 18 and 20 who are considering a career in driving. Gilster Mary Lee will train and prepare you for the written and skills test to get your CDL license. Positions are full-time based out of Perryville, Missouri and Steelville, Illinois, and offer health insurance, vacation pay, Christmas bonuses, and company store privileges. Call Mike Welker to learn more at 800-851-5371, extension 3241.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We move this town.
My number one buying tip is to get a pre-approval before you start your house hunting. I wouldn't want you to fall in love with a home only to get your heart broken when it doesn't fit your financial needs, and I don't want to waste your time by looking at homes that don't fit into your budget or your loan type. It is important to know if you're a cash buyer, conventional loan, or a government loan. I am Kim Brees, and I will be with you every step of the way from pre-approval to getting the keys at the closing table.
Looking to buy a new home? Find us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice. Think Twin City.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Welcome back to the KJF Studios. I'm Crystal Wilcutt. It's currently 65 degrees and we're 5 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and you are actually listening to KJFF Festus Crystal City. Welcome into the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show, and we're going to go ahead and take a look at your Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. At the half, it's the Festus Tigers over the Windsor Owls, 28-6. At the half, it's the Fox Warriors over Marquette Mustangs, and it's knotted up at 14 apiece. And St. Pius Lancers in the second quarter, just getting by Cuba, 26-22. DeSoto Dragons and Fredericktown Black Cats in the second quarter. DeSoto up on them, 38-22. The North County Raiders in the second quarter up on Hillsboro, 20-6. No score reported as of the moment for Seckman in Oakville. Neither is the case for the Northwest Lions or the Melville Panthers or Crystal City or St. Vincent. No score reported at that time. But that is all the scores we have at the moment. And again, our score with Herculaneum and Grandview is currently 20-7. We'll go ahead and have a look at your first half highlights now. Well, things immediately got underway with a 54-yard scurry from Herky's Austin Hudson.
Straight up the gut, bouncing it outside the 35, 30, off to the races, 20. He's got the 15, the 10, the 5, and the goal line for a 54-yard touchdown run. Austin Hudson making it look simple. Herky up 6-0.
The extra point was successful, and it was 7-0 Black Cats with 9:08 in the first quarter. At 5 and goal, Grandview's Eli Moore walked right into the end zone with no problems.
Two backs left and right of Brand out of the gun. Waist-high snap, handoff, and just simply walking his way into the end zone is Eli Moore. It doesn't get any easier than that.
The Eagles obtained the extra point, and it was now knotted up at 7 apiece with 3:56 left in the first. Herculaneum answered back with no problems as Jordan Duncan marched for the goal.
Shouts towards the center, gets the snap, fakes the handoff, almost got sacked, running it outside the pocket, and said he'll keep it across the 15-10, escapes an ankle tackle, crosses the goal line, signal is a touchdown. A fancy run by Jordan Duncan.
It was another good extra point on attempt for Herky, and it was now 14-7 with 2:39 left. There was a bit of a lull early in the second quarter due to some numerous timeouts and flags before action resumed. Once again, Herculaneum capitalized with Austin Husson's second TD of the night.
Black Cats trying to extend their 7-point advantage. Run up the middle, Houston out of the gun, bounces it outside the hash towards the numbers 10 to the 5, and one guy to beat. He'll beat him to the edge, crossing the goal line. Austin Houston with his second touchdown of the evening.
The extra point was not successful, and the Black Cats were now in a cushiony lead on the Eagles, 20-7, with 6:55 left in the half. And that's pretty much where we stand at this point. Again, at the half, it's the Herculaneum Black Cats over the Grandview Eagles, 20-7. We'll now send it back out to the field after the break with Matt Greenwood and Austin Bearden for the second half. You're listening to AM 1400 KJF.
Where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Big Steve's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Steve, I understand there's a big factory authorized clearance sale going on right now.
That's right. It's the biggest sale of the year. We're blowing out all the 2018s, and we're also making room for the 2019s that are coming in. You name it, Rangers, Razors, Sportsmen's, all the K&Ms, everything. Huge sale going on. Don't miss it. It's the best time of year to get one. At Midwest Sports Center, 124 Walker Road in Farmington.
Stop by and see Big Steve today at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Hi, this is Sam from the Jefferson County Family YMCA. If you're looking to get fit, live healthier, or simply try something new, the Y is the place for you. Now through September 30th, new members pay no joining fee. Members enjoy access to all area locations and a free MyFitness health and wellness consultation to get you started. Enjoy free child watch for household members, free group exercise and water fitness classes, discounts on programs, and so much more. Call us at 636-931-9622, visit gwryMCA.org, or stop by the Y today.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College and you.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Students first. That is a firm belief that the Grandview R2 School District has when providing an outstanding educational experience. That is why we are proud to be a sponsor of this football game, as extracurricular activities are a key part of this mission. This school year has had a number of highlights already. Our volleyball team is off to a great season, including bringing home a championship at the Dig for Life tournament. The cheerleading squad and dance teams both had successful summers, as each team brought home trophies at their summer camps. Also, the district is proud to have the only FFA chapter among all the schools in Jefferson County. Finally, the Eagles are excited to return to a full varsity schedule in football to have evenings like this one under those Friday night lights. Most importantly, the district would like to send out a big thank you to our community for their support in the passing of Proposition Safe Schools. This measure has helped to make our campus a safer place for students with the addition of a school resource officer. The Eagles are ready to soar in the 2018-19 school year, where we see a grand view of our future.
Matt Greenwood, Austin Bearden with the Midwest Sports Center halftime show here at Herculaneum Black Cat Football Field. 20-7, the halftime score, the black and red beating the yellow and white, and black as well, because Grandview brought a little black with them on their jersey. So black and yellow and white versus black and red with a white white trim around the number. So I guess there's a little white involved in all these uniforms. But anyway, bottom line, Herky up 20-7 on Grandview here at home. Black Hats 24 minutes away from victory number two on the year. Grandview hoping to get their first win of the season after getting off to an 0-5 start. All right, it's time for your Bloomsdale Bank first half Stats. Connected to their customer since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City Bank at Bloomsdale Bank. Austin Bearden, take it away.
Yeah, starting with the visiting Grandview Eagles on the rushing side of things. Number four, David Kreith on 14 carries is with 63 yards. Number 22, Eli Moore, 28 yards on 7 carries. Jacob Brand, the quarterback, on 3 rushes on 23 yards. And Dylan Barker also picked up 6 yards on 1 carry. The passing side of things, Dylan Brand's 2 for 4 with 12 yards passing. And on the receiving side of things, David Kreith has 5 yards on 1 catch. And Dylan Barker has 7 yards on 1 catch. And I'll even throw in the penalties there for you, Matt. 23 yards for the Grandview Eagles in penalty yards. Not too shabby for the first half. Over on the Herculaneum side, Jason Harden has 25 yards on 3 carries. Jordan Duncan with 25 yards on 2 carries. Austin Houston had 8 carries and 118 yards. Drew Gibson with 3 rushes and 16 yards. Austin Houston with those 2 touchdowns and Jordan Duncan with the 1 rushing touchdown. Jordan Duncan also 0 for 3 on the passing attempts. 1 going to Leathers, 2 going to Harden, and they have 31 yards in the penalty box. And I'll also add the Grandview Eagles, Eli Moore, had that 1 touchdown rushing.
Nice little hockey reference there with the penalty box, because it's a box on your score sheet and you mark down the penalties, hence the penalty box. Which, by the way, hockey season begins next week for the St. Louis Blues and the Detroit Red Wings, my favorite team, and all the other hockey teams. The Washington Capitals, of course, the Stanley Cup champions, beating the Las Vegas Knights, the expansion team that got all the way to the Stanley Cup championship, but fell short there. And how big of a hockey fan are you, Austin?
I wouldn't say huge. I would say that I'm an overwhelming hockey fan, but being in St. Louis, you got to be a Blues fan in some capacity. And I was just telling you, I work at Hibbett Sports, and the other day I was looking at my discount. That Blues stuff's looking pretty good.
Oh, man, it's going to be a fun hockey season, and hopefully the Blues get off to a great start so we don't have to cry over the St. Louis Cardinals most likely missing the playoffs after they've really just hit the wall this last 10 games.
Had to bring it up.
I did.
Your Houston Astros are doing so great, so, you have down the Cardinals. Yeah, I mean, we're hoping on the Diamondbacks to take 2 from the Dodgers and, sneak 2. And
Giants.
Is that their plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's worse news for the Cardinals.
Yeah. Well, they do have to face Bumgarner and Rodriguez, that young rookie for them. So
yeah, that's going to make a difference.
Yeah, it might. You never know. So if the miracle happens, you get 2, the Giants get 2, and, the Cards pull out the last 2. And you do have Michaelis and Flaherty going to the mound, so that's positive. But you're going to count on somebody other than yourself in this one to get there.
Yeah, and I'm sure no player likes having their fate in someone else's hands, but the Cardinals have they've gotten themselves in that situation. So Cardinals must win their next 2 games to even have a chance. If they lose, it's pretty much you're done. Because
they lose 1 game, they're out.
Yeah. So if that does happen, like I said, hopefully the Blues get off to a really good start. Anyway, it's 20-7, Herculaneum leading Grandview here at the break, about 4.5 minutes before the start of the second half. Actually, they usually add another 2 minutes or 3 minutes once the halftime clock goes down. So we're looking more at 7 minutes before the start of the second half. So let's go ahead and touch on some statistics going into this game. Certain things that kind of stood out a little bit, especially about the Grandview Eagles. Now, offensively, Grandview's had a pretty decent time scoring the football. They average 11.4 points a game, which is, for the opponents that they've gone up against, is pretty good, considering they've gone up against Valley Catholic and St. Pius and Scott City. Scott City is 4-1. St. Pius is 4-1. Valley Catholic is 3-2 playing Jefferson tonight. So combined, the opponent record for Grandview is 14-11. Cuba and Portageville kind of bringing down the record there a little bit, but based on the competition that Grandview's gone up against, to average 11.5 points a game is not bad at all. It's actually certainly more than Herculaneum, who came into this game averaging just 10 points per game. Defensively for these two sides, it's been a bit of a struggle, but for the Eagles, it's been a little bit worse. 52.6 points a game allowed by the Grandview Eagles. Again, the caliber of opponent is quite high with Valley Catholic, Scott City, and St. Pius. Even Cuba, who throws the ball apparently about 30 to 35 times a game, put up 58 on Grandview. So, this might be the lowest point total that Grandview has held the team to in a first half. And so Herky with 20, although it's been enough for a 13-point lead for the Black Cats. For Herculaneum, they've averaged just south of 36 points per game allowed. So much better on the defensive side for the Black Cats, holding Grandview to just 7 here in the first half. Your thoughts on the first half, Austin, minus the 84 seconds of agony to start the second quarter?
Yeah, I thought it's been pretty balanced on both sides. Grandview is doing a pretty good job of getting the edge and rushing that ball on the outside. You saw him take a couple pass attempts. Brand goes 2 for 4 there. Looked pretty good on his pass attempts. So look to see them make some more attempts downfield here in the second half. Offensively for the Black Cats, I think Jordan Duncan's doing a pretty good job of making reads and making things happen out there. And Austin Houston, of course, pounded down the field, and even Jason Harden is doing a pretty good job out there.
You and me both tonight, man.
Yeah, my man Jay Hard.
All right, now Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live weather shows 65 degrees, partly cloudy as well here in Herculaneum. 53% humidity, and a north wind at 11 miles an hour. Says it feels like 64, but Austin and I have already thrown on the jacket and the sweater. It's getting a little chilly up here. We also have the AC blowing behind us, so we're getting hit on the front and the back here. But you know what? It's better than sweating and sweating real bad. So we'll certainly take a cooler night here as we work our way towards the fall season in Missouri. I want to tell you about Jefferson College, where you're more than just a number. By earning your associate's degree, you'll get a quality education, and you'll earn $8,800 more every year than those with only a high school diploma. With caring faculty and over 40 accredited programs, Jefferson College is perfect for anyone, and that means you. To register or learn more, call 636-797-3000, 636-797-3000, and be more than just a number at Jefferson College. Herculaneum has made their way onto the field. Grandview's been on it all halftime. They ran into a little bit of the corner of the end zone to gather themselves, and they've been warming up for the past few minutes. Herky just getting out here a couple minutes ago. They're back to warming up as well on this cool evening in Herculaneum. We'll step aside for another 3 minutes. Come back with your second half kickoff. It's 20-7, Herky leading Grandview here at the break on KJF.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington. Hi, my name is Amy Cousins, general manager of your local store. Maybe start out with a couple of appetizers, boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, spinach artichoke dip, chicken quesadilla. There's so much to choose from. Let the kids pick from the kids' menu, then for yourself, choose one of our favorites. Steaks, ribs, seafood, pasta, we have it all. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and look for our happy hour prices. Doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment, or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Here's a pricing tip from Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate.
Price your home for success. Sellers often think they should start the asking price high and then lower it later. But if the price is too high, many buyers will stay away, assuming you're not serious about selling it or you're unwilling to negotiate. Call Richard or Cindy Deason at Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate and let us help you with this problem and many others.
Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate. We'll help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
It's time you try Little Caesars and Herculaneum's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Pizza for just $6.55. It's wall-to-wall with delicious pepperoni. Or how about their Ultimate Supreme for just $9.99? Also, check out their great-tasting wings, crazy bread, cinnamon crazy bites, and so much more. And don't forget Little Caesars' mouth-watering dipping sauces. That's Little Caesars just off 555 at the Herculaneum exit. And be sure and use the Little Caesars app so you can pick up your order when you walk in.
All right, the Midwest Sports Center halftime show has come to a conclusion. As we get ready for the second half, Herculaneum and Grandview, it'll be the Black Hats to receive the second half kickoff, up by 13. Chance to maybe put this one to bed, considering the Grandview Eagles offense isn't exactly a quick strike offense. But, you know, Grandview did have one solid drive this game where they traveled 63 yards, I believe it was, 66 yards in 10 plays. And got a two-yard touchdown run by Eli Moore. But beyond that, Grandview fumbled a punt, had to wound up turning it over on downs, and then punted, and then had the ball at the end of the first half. Here's a kickoff left to right by the Eagles, and it's returned by Leathers straight up the middle across the 30 to the 35, brought down above the shoulder pads at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, pretty good return there.
Beg your pardon, that was...
Tyler Reuter. Yep.
How Reuter of me to mess that one up. No, that was terrible.
Here we go.
That was absolutely terrible. Hopefully I don't get fired for that one. First down and 10 for Herky at their own 37-yard line. All right, let's see what the boys can do. It'll be Jordan Duncan as your quarterback. Austin Houston back there with Drew Gibson. Gibson off to the right of Duncan. He'll take the first ball of this second half, and he'll try to stretch it wide towards that 40, but he's brought down around the ankles at the 40, so a gain of about three.
Yeah, I think Gibson has quite a bit of success because Houston is a great blocker. So whenever he's leading the way, I mean, they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, Houston's quick, so he can get out to those blocks a lot faster than maybe some pull guards or even some fullbacks, and so... I agree with you there. Houston able to get out in front of Gibson, get that lead block, and allow for a little bit of space for that three-yard pickup. Lining up as a wide receiver on the far side is Blake Leathers as Herculaneum operates right to left in this third quarter. Your far side slot receiver is Gibson, and as soon as Duncan handed the ball off to Austin Houston, big number 76, Chris Garrison, former Afton product, came in and just manhandled Houston to the grass for a loss of three on the play. Ball back to the original line of scrimmage. Chris Garrison, 6'3", 310 senior. He did not want that guy coming down on top of you or even really wrapping you up the way he did Houston.
Yeah, he blew up the middle of that Herculaneum offensive line really quickly.
So the Black Cats in a challenging third down and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Looking left, Duncan will lob it up into the night sky. Coming back to the play is Reuter, and that ball falls incomplete. Black Hat sideline looking for a flag there. I thought that it was a good no call considering that the ball was behind the receiver there. And Travis Love on defense for the Eagles kind of reached an arm out, but not enough to impede the progress of Reuter. So ball falls incomplete. Fourth down and 10 coming up, and the Black Hats will have to punt. Back to receive for the Eagles is Dylan Barker. Here's the kick by Duncan. Good hang time. Bounces at the 34. Coverage team downfield. They'll down it at the 30, maybe the 31, as it'll trickle inside the 25. But it did bounce up and hit the left hand of one of the special teams coverage guys.
That was Cole Meyer.
And it was the 31-yard line. So there you go. Grandview will have it first down and 10 at their own 31.
I thought, I was pretty impressed looking at the punting statistics there for Duncan. And, seeing it in person, he's got a pretty good boot for a high school punter.
Yeah, he certainly does. Eagles from left to right, they go. Two receivers near side, one on the far side. Two backs in the backfield with the quarterback, Brand. The tackle and guard on the right side put their hand in the grass. The snap to Brand, the handoff to Kreese, per usual, as he muscles his way across the 35 to the 37. Black Hats bring him down right there, and that's a gain of 5.
So after 63 yards in the first half, starts out strong with a 5-yard rush.
All right, so the scoreboard had line of scrimmage 32, but the down marker had it at the 31. So that is a 6-yard gain for David Kreese, not a 5-yard gain.
And again,
two running backs in the backfield with Brand out of the gun, waist-high snap. He'll hand it off to Eli Moore, who bounces off the first defender. And the second one comes and brings him down. It looked like number 24, Cole Myers, kind of whipped on the tackle, but he stuck with it. Got a fingertip to Moore and dragged him down along with four or five Black Hats. So a third down and 8 play coming up as they lost one, or lost 3, I should say.
Yeah, I was kind of worried for the Black Hats there. I thought they were going to have a face mask called.
Single safety back for the Black Hats. One-on-one matchup on the far side of the pitch. Shotgun formation, and Brand stuck the ball out. No one was going to take it from him. Instead, he'll have to keep it. Tries to get it outside the hash. Does so towards the number, but finally brought down about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. A holding call comes out against the Eagles, but Coach Hunter will decline. And so miscommunication, as I guess the two running backs for Grandview thought it was going to be a pass play, so they immediately split out. Brand, the quarterback, put the ball out to his left hip, and no one was there to take it, so he tried to improvise, couldn't do so. A loss of about 5 there on the sack for the Black Cat defense. So Blake Leathers to return this punt. We're inside of 9 minutes. Score hasn't changed since the break, 20-7. Herky leads. There's a high snap. Moore two steps back, grabs it. Low line drive kick, maybe tipped a little bit as it rolls out of bounds on the Eagles sideline across from us. And they're going to mark that one down at the 43, it appears. And so Herky will be on the Grandview side as they begin their second drive of the second half.
One thing about those line drives punts, as the returning team, when you're going back to start that block for your deep receiver, you got to turn your head around, man. If that hits you in the back, it's going to be in rough shape.
Yeah, certainly. And so the Grandview Eagles, with their backs to the wall, under 8.5 to play in this third quarter, 20-7. Herky looking to add to their lead. Leathers, the lone receiver on the near side, 10 yards off play, playing defense is Travis Love. The snap to Duncan, the handoff to Houston, straight up the middle to the 35, to the 34, brought down by the shoulder pads. And that's a gain of 8 to set up a second down and 2 coming up. The Eagles fans, most of them on the other side of the field, on their sideline, I would guess there's a good 60 people there or so, all cuddled up with blankets and heavy jackets on a very chilly evening in Herculaneum. Here's a snap, waist high to Jordan Duncan, handoff to Houston again, straight up the middle, found a little gap there, got his way to the 31-yard line, and finally wrestled down, pushed backwards at the 31. Chains have yet to move. They have a little trouble doing so, as it is officially a first down for the Black Cats.
Yeah, really nice job of Houston just pounding up the middle. I think even coming out of halftime, Grandview's looking a little tired. They've been out on the field a lot on defense, so interesting to see how it goes the rest of this quarter and into the last quarter of the game.
For Herculaneum, ball control, move the football down the field. And if you don't score a touchdown, give Grandview a long field to work with. That's how you win this ball game and get your second victory of the season. Here's a chest-high snap to Jordan Duncan, handoff to Houston, and he'll be wrapped up right behind the line of scrimmage. Try to split two defenders on the left side of the line, couldn't do so. Nose of the ball to the 30. A little generous call there, but it still is no gain on the play.
That was actually Drew Gibson on that carry.
See, it's hard to tell. 33 and 43, and about the same height, both gentlemen. We are situated just on the left side of the 50-yard line with Herkey going right to left. So Herkey down to our left. Houston is the tailback, offset to the left-hand side. There's a fake handoff. Duncan will try to keep it. He scored a touchdown on that previous play. Three Eagles can't bring him down to the backfield. He'll scramble outside to the numbers. Another guy misses. He cuts it back towards his own sideline across that 40-yard line and brought down at the 42. Jordan Duncan losing several yards on that improvised play. And like I said, that play worked out for a touchdown last time, but the Eagles read it perfectly. It was one of those plays where Duncan rolls out to the right, pretends to hand the ball off to his running back, and instead tries to keep it. And it took about eight efforts for the Eagles to finally bring him down. But that is a humongous loss. We're talking about, what, 14 yards? 9 yards, officially. All right, three receivers off to the right for the Black Hats in a throwing spot. It's Duncan lobbing it up towards the sideline and stumbling down to the grass with the football in hand is Tyler Reuter. Down to the Grandview 9. A gain of 30 and a first down for the Black Hats.
Yeah, really nice pass there by Duncan. Nice job of coming back after losing 10 yards on that last play.
First down and 10 for the Black Hats inside the Grandview red zone. Now Reuter lines up as the near side receiver. Tries to shake and bake his guy as the handoff goes to Houston. He'll worm his way between the tackle and guard on the left side to the 11. Gain of 3. Herculaneum will next take on Crystal City at home. Grandview gets to face Jefferson. Second down and 7 from the Grandview 11. Herkey has the football and trying to extend their 13-point lead under 5 to play. One wide out on the near side. Hand off Houston. Stutter steps behind the line. Crosses the 10 inside the 7. And down at the 6. Gain of 4 to bring up third down and 3. Houston looking for the hat trick of touchdowns. It will be his third of the night if he gets the rock here. Drew Gibson, his running back teammate, will be on the field with him. They'll line up one behind the other to the right of Jordan Duncan. In the shotgun, two receivers near side. Waist-high snap, hand off to Drew Gibson, and he'll bounce off a defender and cross the goal line for a 7-yard touchdown run. Herculaneum leading 26-7. Drew Gibson rewarded for his hard work, and the Black Hats are in firm control of this ball game.
Yeah, Grandview was all over Austin Houston there and didn't even see Drew Gibson fall out the left side there. Easy, easy touchdown for Drew.
6-yard run, I beg your pardon. Or 6.5. So Herkey missing an extra point earlier. Looks like they're going to go for 2. Duncan, shotgun. Two receivers to his right. Hand off to Houston. Dancing around Eagles defenders, but can't get past them as they'll bring him down well shy of the goal line. So 26-7, your new score as Herculaneum drives the field and is able to cap it off with a 6-yard touchdown run by number 33, Drew Gibson. We'll take a break here, 30 seconds when we come back on KJF.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Matt Greenwood with you, 4 a.m., 1400 KJF, 26-7. Herculaneum leading Grandview in this third quarter with 4:20 to play. I want to thank Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Jefferson College of Hillsboro, the YMCA of Jefferson County and Festus, as well as Midwest Sports Center and Applebee's, both of Farmington, and Home Pools and Spas of Ludington. as well as Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Your Gilster Mary Lee Drive recap after this kickoff by Jordan Duncan. Ball on the left of the X at the 40-yard line. Low line drive kick. Taking two steps back as Eli Morey drops it, picks it up, nose first off the grass, across the 20 with it. Has a little gap up the 25-yard line to the 30. And down at the 29, it appears.
I'm convinced that's Eli Moore's strategy. Just drop the ball, let it develop, and then I'll run.
You continue to just be a terrible, terrible guy. No, just kidding. So Grandview has it at their own 29-yard line. You do really have some snarky remarks here this evening. Just saying, your snarkiness is on point, Austin. Silence. Radio silence.
I think he does a good job of it. I think you know, just dropping the ball and go.
Mm-hmm. I think you're stunned. Out of the shotgun, Brand handoff to the left side for Kreese. That's pretty usual for Grandview, but whistle goes. Flag came flying in, holding call against the Eagles. And they continue to start their drives with a penalty. That's their fourth drive of the night already, where their first down play, their first play of the drive winds up being a penalty. By the way, while they march the football back, I teased during pregame, this was a couple of hours ago, I teased that I had some information that connects Dave Dallas, the head coach for Grandview, with Cody Hunter, the head coach for Herculaneum, beyond the fact that they both graduated from Herky. You ready for it, Austin?
I want to hear this.
You ready for it, guys? Here it is. When Cody Hunter graduated from Herculaneum, Dave Dallas was the head coach at Kansas Wesleyan, and he tried to recruit Cody Hunter. Cody Hunter said, "Sorry, Coach Dallas, but I'm going to go elsewhere." And that elsewhere was William Jewell College, wherever that may be. There's a throw into the flat, reception by Alex Massey for a gain of 0. Or no, I take that back, a gain of 10. Do beg your pardon there. So Alex Massey gets his first catch of the night. Second down and 10 for the Eagles. Pistol formation. Brand, the quarterback. Shotgun snap. Handoff to the right. Creep to his right side. Cuts it to the right side to the 40. Bounces it back inside 45 midfield. Now has a Grandview Eagle sideline on the far side of the field. 30, 25, 20. Stumbling towards the end zone and holding on to the football. Crossing the goal line for another 6. 70-yard touchdown run. Just what the Eagles need. They trail 26-13.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was really, really nicely blocked. Really nice job of working up the middle, getting to the outside seam. And, you know, Harden took him all the way downfield, but had a lead blocker 50 yards downfield. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Kreith has been a workhorse for Dave Dallas. His reward, a 70-yard touchdown run. Grandview going for two, trying to make it an 11-point deficit. Official out of position as Grandview snaps at the handoff to Kreith. They'll try him again. He goes over the defense and is denied the 2-point conversion. Stopped right at the 1-yard line. So 26-13 with 3:34 to play in the third quarter. Herky has the lead. They'll get the ball when we return in 30 seconds on KJF.
You love to shop.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, then you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted prices.
You'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit-needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount every day.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Welcome into the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. I'm Matt Greenwood. To my right is Austin Beard, and we're in Herculaneum where it's a 26-13 score. David Kreef for the Grandview Eagles able to have one of the most impressive runs that I've seen all year, getting 6 points for his Eagles team. All right, let's go ahead and get to your drive recap. We'll begin with the Herky touchdown before the 70-yard run by Kreef. For Herculaneum, up 20-7, they went 43 yards in 8 plays with a Drew Gibson 6-yard touchdown run to cap that off. The 2-point conversion was no good, so 26-7. Then Grandview, 2 plays later after the kickoff, goes 70 yards beginning at their own 29-yard line. A holding call brought him back. An 11-yard pass play got him back to the original line of scrimmage and then some, and then the 70-yard run by Kreith. That's your Gil Samiri-Lee drive recaps for the last two touchdowns of our contest. Here's Leathers returning this one up the middle. Toe taps outside the hashes at the 33, and it looks like that's where he's going to be brought down. 34 is what they say. They being the officials, the men in stripes, the black and white, the guys with the black and white hats, whatever you want to call them.
They're being friendly tonight.
They are.
I was with you. I thought that was 33, 32, maybe 34.
I'm sure the black hats aren't complaining. They'll spread it out. Herculaneum, four wide, two on either side. Throw onto the out route at the 40, caught by Jason Harden. And he'll toe tap his way right in front of Coach Hunter on the sideline. Solid gain there of about eight. So with 3:05 to play in this third quarter, Herculaneum up by 13. Zach Bonas joined us in the broadcast booth.
We need an extra mic.
Sorry.
Best man on radio right
Sorry.
There.
Sorry. Well, we only got two headsets, Austin, so if you're willing to sacrifice.
He's shaking me off.
I know. Yeah, he is. 2:45 to play in the third quarter. Out of the gun, the snap to Duncan. The handoff goes to Houston, and he's wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. Looks like they're going to bring him back 3 yards to set up a third down and about six.
First negative yardage there for Austin Houston all night.
Hey, that's a nice Bloomsdale Bank stat right there, Austin. Thank you for that one. 2:15 to play in this third quarter as the Black Hats huddling up, taking up some time. Breaking that huddle is Tyler Reuter, number two, junior wide receiver. As the Black Hats operate right to left, they'll spread it out, two wide either side. Again, near side receiver is Reuter. Instead, they'll go to the slot guy, Harden, who has to dive for it and cannot bring it into the chest. And then he took a knock with Alex Massey on the defense. Massey came in diving, hoping to scoop up that tip ball, and didn't do so. So ball falls incomplete, sets up a fourth down and six, and the Black Hats are going to have to punt this ball. Harden still limping around. No ill intent there by Alex Massey, just happened to try to make a football play and land on the receiver's legs. Here's Jordan Duncan wiping off his hands off the left side of his pants, takes a snap, and a kick is, I think, tipped as it sidewinds at the 40 of Grandview and rolls out of bounds there. With 1:51 to play in this third quarter, the Grandview Eagles have the football back.
Yeah, probably the poorest kick that Duncan's had all night, because they've been good all night long.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. It looked like the way he kicked it, either he just got it wrong or kind of got tipped a little bit.
I think he rushed it just a little bit.
So Grandview starts this drive at their own 39-yard line. Previous drive was a 70-yard touchdown run by David Kreith. We'll see if the Eagles go back to him. Would likely seem so. Eli Moore off to the right of Brand, the QB in the gun, 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Right behind him is Kreith. Two receivers on the far side, one on the near side. Handoff, David Kreith. Left tackle run to the 40. Gain of one. I really like this Kreith kid, and I'm sure Coach Dallas does too. He's just a sophomore. He's 5'10". He's 175, so he can beat you high. He can beat you low. And he certainly has the wide shoulders to knock you over as well.
Yeah, he's done a real good job of hitting that middle linebacking core and getting those extra yards.
I will say this. It looks like he does have a little bit of a belly too. Right side of the line sticks their hand in the grass as the snap goes. Flag comes flying in from the far side line judge. An illegal motion called on the Eagles. A couple of Herculaneum Black Hat players with their arms up in the air on defense. Jason Harden coming off the field, and now Coach Hunter throws his arms up in the air. So I guess maybe a little miscommunication, which means possibly that, Austin, that the Eagles bailed out Herculaneum by having that illegal motion penalty.
Yeah, definitely there.
So ball at the 36. Just outside the far left hash. Offset pistol formation in the gun. Brand takes a chest-high snap, and he'll have to keep it as he pulled it out of the pit of Crete's stomach and then goes ahead and runs it to the left side and picks up minimal yardage. Could have been a loss of three or four. Winds up being a loss of 1.5.
Both quarterbacks on both sides have been pretty good at escaping those jams like that all night. Duncan only getting wrapped up that one time for the 10-yard loss on that last drive.
30 seconds and counting in quarter number three. Eagles down two scores. Still looking at the sideline. 10 seconds on the play clock. They like what they see from Coach Dallas. 20 seconds on the game clock, 5 on the play clock. Brand looking to the left side, takes a snap at the belt, looking down the field, throws it downfield, and just beyond the outstretched arms of the diving Dylan Barker, incomplete. That'll stop the clock at 10 seconds, and looks like the final play of this period will be a punt by the Grandview Eagles. So both teams exchanging touchdowns here in the third quarter, now exchanging punts as well.
Yeah, 10 seconds left. It'll be interesting to see what's left in the tank here in the fourth quarter for both sides, but especially Grandview with their running backs running the ball all night, not having any rest.
Excellent crowd on hand. I would estimate close to 500 people, maybe 400. Pretty good crowd. Maybe a little bit more. Who knows? Can't tell. Here's a punt and a high snap. David Creeth actually is in there for Eli Moore. Sends this one straight into the night sky. Bounces end over end at the 43. Will roll inside the 40 to the 38 as the clock hits triple zeros and the siren goes off. Not a horn, not a buzzer, but a siren ends the third quarter. 26-13. It's Herculaneum in the lead. They've got the football. We're back in 60 on KJF to start the fourth quarter.
Pulse Tractor and Equipment continues to be the leader of compact tractor sales for St. Francis and surrounding counties. How, you ask? It's simple. By selling the best quality for the best price with the proven best warranty on the market. Hi, it's Hannah with LS, the major brand maker of two other brands. Brands that you already know and love. At Coles Tractor and Equipment, you get that same franchise quality with the best 6-year parts and labor warranty and more standard features than I can name in this 60-second ad. This month, get the 35-horsepower 4-wheel drive diesel tractor with loader and skid steer front bucket for only $16,999. That's right, get the 35-horsepower compact diesel tractor with loader for only $16,999. Give us a call today, 573-756-4353, or stop by Coles Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Coles Tractor and Equipment, don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Matt Greenwood for KJFF alongside me, Austin Bearden, as we start the fourth quarter. It's Herculaneum 26, Grandview 13. The Herky Blackhats have the football. I want to thank Patsy's Furniture of Park Hills and Mineral Area College of Park Hills for sponsoring our broadcast here this evening. Offside is going to be called against the Eagles to start this fourth quarter. And whether it's offense or defense, Grandview tends to, on a first play, have a penalty. This one works in favor of the Black Hats as well. Also want to thank Presbyterian Manor of Farmington, Gilster Mary Lee Corporation, Serenity Hospice Care, as well as the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Hand off up the middle. Houston, able to maintain his balance, spins off a defender towards midfield and the nose of the ball at the 49 as he's driven backwards. Good run there. They're going to give him the first down. So Austin Houston.
I told you, Matt, they're being generous all night.
Except this time you're not complaining. First down and 10 for the Black. Oh, did I say too much? First down and 10 for the Black Hats at the Grandview 49-yard line. This is the fourth drive of the second half for Herky. They've scored one touchdown, punted it twice. Out of the shotgun, Duncan takes the waist-high snap, hands it off to Drew Gibson. He's got space on the Eagles sideline, 40, 35, 30, picks up a block downfield, 25, and run out of bounds inside the 20-yard line, but there is a flag back on the 46. Holding Herky. This one's coming back.
Ouch.
Gibson had a 6-yard touchdown run here in this third, or in the third quarter, I should say, last quarter. And nearly had one there, but the yardage he picks up, you can erase it. And they'll mark it from the spot of the foul. So it was at the 45 where the holding occurred. So from the 45 to the other 45, that makes sense, 10 yards. It'll be First down and about 14 to go. Good ball game here in Herculaneum. Still got a little more than 11 minutes to go. Anything can happen. A turnover could give Grandview good field position. Forcing a punt with a bad snap could give Grandview good field position. Or Herky could get another touchdown. Two split backs in the backfield with Duncan. The handoff to the left one, which is Houston. He tries the right side of the line, crosses out 45, and is brought down slowly at the 47. Gain of two. Brings up second down and 12. How many carries is Austin Houston up to? Seems like he's got at least 10, at least 15 or 20.
It's a 15.
There you go. Look at that. Another Bloomsdale Bank stat for you. How many yards, Austin? I'll give you a chance to calculate. He had more than 100. He had 118 at the end of the first half. He's certainly gotten some small gains here in the second half. And he's back there again. Offset to the left of Jordan Duncan. Takes a waist-high snap out of the gun. Rolls to the right. Has pressure in his face. Throws to the sideline. And toe tap and catch by number 88, Luke Teague. Finally into the action. Makes the catch at the 46 of Grandview. A gain of about 7 on the play.
And Mr. Houston is at 135 yards this far.
There you go. Good catch by Luke Teague. Hopefully that'll help keep the drive alive for the Blackcats. 20 seconds on the play clock, 10:15 on the game clock. Two running backs stacked, one behind the other off to the right of Duncan. Quick snap, quick handoff to Drew Gibson. He's wrapped up at the waist, and he is pulled forward to the 44 of the Eagles. A gain of two to bring up a fourth down and four.
You know, I was kind of surprised that it's the first time we've seen Luke Teague in the passing game. He's had some pretty good numbers coming into this game, averaging 11 yards a catch.
Not to mention he's got some good height and some good upper body strength as well. Inside of 10 minutes to go, and Herkey is going for it. Instead of punting the ball and trying to pin Grandview back deep inside their own 15 possibly, they're going to go for it. Duncan out of the gun with Reuter lined up as the near side receiver, operating left to right. The handoff is going to go to Jason Harden, and he's wrapped up quickly, making a tackle on fourth down, number 53 for Grandview, Trenton Kostro. The 6'1", 215-pound linebacker comes up from the middle part of the secondary and makes a play on Jason Harden. So a turnover on downs by Herculaneum as they maintain their 13-point lead, but Grandview has a chance with the ball thrown 46 to make some noise.
Yeah, just a missed assignment there on the offensive line. Jason Harden had nowhere to go.
Yeah, as soon as he got it, he was wrapped up by Kostro. Grandview will spread it out. They rarely do so. Two wide on the far side, one on the near side going right to left. Handoff Kreef, using his blockers on the edge, stretches outside the hashes, outside the numbers, 50. Setter steps at the 47-yard line of the Eagles before finally being shoved down, still staying on his feet. David Kreef does not go down easily, if ever. Gain of about 7. Ball now on the Herky 47-yard line.
You know, with Coach Bone up here, I think he would agree with me when Jason Harden throws up those hands, you know, he's guilty. You know, whenever I mentioned that earlier, Coach Bone would definitely validate that for me, I think.
Yes, you did. Grandview spreading it out, same formation, but they switch sides for the receivers. Now two on the near side. Handoff Kreef up the middle, uses his right hand to push off the lineman across the 40. Outside the number, it's 35. Finally being wrapped up at the 30. Down to the 28. Another strong run from David Kreef. He's got the Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. And Coach Dallas is saying, hurry up, guys, hurry up.
19-yard carry there.
Looks like.
I thought you were trying to prove me wrong there, Matt. I know I'm right.
Okay, good. I can't do math. All right, approaching 9 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Grandview down 13, and someone wants a timeout.
Coach Hunter.
Yep, Coach Hunter. So he's seen the Black Cat defense being worn down here on this drive. In just a minute and 20 seconds, Grandview had it on their 46. Now they already have it on the Herky about the 28-yard line or so. And so we'll take a 30-second break here. Grandview driving, trying to get within 6 points here. They could do so with a touchdown, an extra point down 26-13 with 9:07 to play. We're back in 30 on AM 1400 KJF.
Family, health, home. Comtree Primary Care has received top recognition from the National Committee for Quality Assurance in Healthcare. Our doctors, nurses, and staff lead in providing compassionate, quality care to help you feel at home and a part of the Comtree family tree.
Comtree Primary Care has received top recognition from the National Committee for Quality Assurance in Healthcare.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
It is first down and 10 for the Grandview Eagles, down by 13. They've got the ball on the Herky 28-yard line, moving right to left. Slot receiver near side is Barker. Out of the gun, Brand takes the snap, hands it off Creep, bounces off of a lineman across the 25, brought down from behind at the 21. Gain of 7 to bring up second down and 3.
Creep continues to run the ball well, 20th carry right there.
I finally got Dylan Barker's name right. How about that?
Proud of you, Matt.
Took me 3 quarters and 4 minutes to get it. Here's Creep lining up to the left of the quarterback, Brand, who has only thrown the ball, I believe, once this evening. Right side of the line for the Eagles. Finally comes set. Bad snap. Racing backwards, picking the ball up off the ground and taking it there is Brand as Luke Teague finishes off the tackle, a loss of about 7. They're going to actually move that ball beyond the line of scrimmage. So after a 7-yard gain, a 10-yard loss on the bad snap, Brand could not handle the hot snap. Now's not the time for the Eagles to be making mistakes like that. Here's Alex Massey, the wideout on the near side as Grandview goes right to left. 2 on the far side of the pitch. Here's Brand handing off to Creed. Splits the gap. 30, 25, breaks a waist tackle. 20, and muscles his way to the Eagles sideline at the 15 and down at the 13-yard line. A gain of 19 on the play, and another Coldwell Banker Holsey first down.
If you're the Herculean Black Hats, not what you want to see there after getting that big sack and that big 19-yard gain. Not ideal.
So David Creeth, I tell you, this guy is amazing. I don't know why Grandview has struggled offensively sometimes. Maybe it's penalties, maybe it's bad snaps like they just had to play a go, but David Creeth is carrying this Eagles team all over his back. First down and 10 from the 12 of Herky. Creeth again the carry. Tucks it into the left arm. This time he'll get wrapped up as the Black Hats pile on top of him at the 14-yard line. Another Passy's Furniture pile up. At some point, you got to give the big man a breather. Second down and 9 to me is the perfect time to do so. And then bring him back in for third down.
Well, I think they'll keep him out there, but Eli Moore comes on the field now, so likely he sees the ball here as Herky's defense starting to creep up on Creeth.
You can see the shoulders lifting above the neckline. David Creeth breathing heavily. Now he'll line up right behind the quarterback. Brand off to the right as Eli Moore. Looks like maybe Austin has called out this next play. They fake the handoff to Creeth. No, he'll take it. Splits the middle inside the 10 to the 9. A gain of 2 to bring up a third down and 7. I thought you had it.
I did as well. It's coming here, Matt.
26-13. Herculaneum still in the lead. 6:50 to play. The clock is the enemy of the Eagles. They are rotating guys in as Alex Massey, the wideout, will line up in the slot left. The far wideout is Cameron Ennis. All three receivers one-on-one with Leathers. The safety creeping up towards the linebacking core. Here's Brand out of the gun for the Eagles. 5 men blocking. They fake the handoff right. Rolling left. Blockers for Brand. Stretches it outside the numbers towards the 5-yard line. Where do they mark him down? At the 4. Fourth down and 1 coming up for Grandview, and you know they're going for it.
Oh, yeah. I honestly thought they had the first down. I was, you know, getting a little worried there for the Herky Black Hats, but fourth and 1 here, so need a big stop.
Fourth down. They're calling it 2, but it looks more like, all right, now it looks like 2. They reposition the down marker. 2 wide on the right, 1 on the near side. Massey, the lone receiver, out of the shotgun. Brand hands it off. Creeth getting those legs churning. towards the 2-yard line. That's where he needed to get for the first down. Looks like we might be setting ourselves up for a measurement. He just went right into the pile of bodies and tried to use that those lower legs to get that first down. And it is a first down for Grandview. Sets up a first down and goal from the Herky 2. The fans biting their nails because it's cold and because the game is good. 6:12 to go in this fourth quarter. Grandview will spread it out again. Two receivers on the near side. Eli Moore lined up behind the left tackle. Kreith in the backfield with Brand. The handoff to the left. Kreith gets past two defenders, dives across the goal line. Does he have it? He does! 2-yard touchdown run. David Kreith, his second touchdown of the night. This one of the shorter variety. A 70-yarder in the third quarter, a 2-yarder in the fourth. And Grandview is an extra point away from being down 6.
And, Matt, this crowd here has went nearly silent, at least on our side. The opposite side, they got their cowbells ringing. But over here on the Black Hat side of things, it is silent.
Look at this guy. David Kreith not only just scored a 2-yard touchdown run in the 70-yarder earlier, but now he's kicking the extra point. Snap and hold are good. The kick, it's good. David Kreith making the name of himself here tonight against the Herculaneum Black Cats. Splits the uprights with that kick. It's now 26-20, 6:01 to play. You don't want to miss the final 6 minutes of this fourth quarter. It's going to get even better. We're back in 60 on KJF.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Got ourselves a brand new ball game. It was a 27 halftime score, 26-7 Grandview on top early in the third quarter, but the Eagles have scored two touchdowns in the last four drives and now trail 26-20. David Kreith to kick it off on the exit, the 40. Squib kick, fair catch called, knee taken by Jason Harden. So the Black Hats will have it at their own 39-yard line to start this drive. Here's your Gilster Mary Lee Drive recap, where they're hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. That's 800-851-5371. Gilster Mary Lee, 10 plays, 54 yards, and a 2-yard touchdown run for David Kreith.
And after that drive, Kreith up to 197 yards on the night with two touchdowns, so 3 yards from cracking the 200.
Herky will have it. Out of the gun, Jordan Duncan. Hip snap to the right. Hands it off left. Stutter step out of the backfield across the 40 for Houston. Moving Grandview Eagles across the 45 to the 47. Gets a little high five there from some teammates.
Really nice job of keeping the legs turning there by Houston and picking up that extra 3-4 yards.
So at the 46-yard line, I thought that was Houston. Heard the announcer guy say Gibson. I'm pretty sure Houston was the guy, but anyway, we'll go with what we believe we know. 5:20 to play. Herky second down and 3 play at their own 46-yard line. Moving left to right. Two receivers to the right of Duncan. He'll leave it out there for Houston, who takes the ball from him. Breaks a waist tackle across midfield. 45-40. Drug down from behind at the 37-yard line. And a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. Coldwell Banker Holsey, they move this town. Go online anytime at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Nope, Coldwell Banker, yeah, holsey.com.
Another great job there by Houston, keeping the legs churning, going from a 9-yard run to an 18-yard run pretty quickly.
Yeah, and David Kreith had a chance to bring him down right there at the line and couldn't do so. And I don't really blame Kreith. He's been doing everything for the Eagles here tonight. All right, two wide on the left, one on the near side for the Blackcats. Near side receiver is Leathers. Duncan may look his way. No, hands off to Gibson. And right up the middle, arm tackle by the Eagles. Minimal gain of two for Gibson. The Black Hats are 1-4 this year. Their lone victory against Cuba opening night. First win as a head coach for Cody Hunter. On the other sideline is Dave Dallas, who has more than 200 wins as a college and high school football coach. Herculaneum trying to lessen the gap here with a second down and 8 play. Knee-high snap to Duncan. Hand off to Houston. And Houston has a couple to the 33. Gain of 2 for Herky and a very important third down and 6 for the Grandview defense. Coach Dallas charging onto the field, wants to talk it over with his group. We'll let him do so. 26-20, Herculaneum in the lead. They've got the ball. Third down and 6 play coming up with 3:49 to go when we return in 30 seconds on KJF.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store is every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information...
Shh! Quiet! You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
.349 to play in this fourth quarter. Matt Greenwood in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Happy to be joined this evening by Austin Bearden. We've had ourselves a heck of a ride, especially in this second half. It was a 19-point lead for Herculaneum early in the third quarter. Grandview with two touchdowns, one run of 70 yards by David Kreith, another one of the two-yard variety by Kreith as well. Now Herky has it, third down and 6 on the Grandview 33-yard line. Eagles defense needs to make a stand. Two receivers near side, one far side. Herky going left to right. Out of the gun, Duncan hands it off to Gibson. He's going to drive those legs into the teeth of the Eagles defense across the 30 and has the first down. That's Houston to the 29, actually. A gain of 7. No. Gain of 4. Not a first down.
4.
2 yards shy of that first down mark. I guess... His starting position was about 2 yards behind Duncan, which had me fooled because he did pick up a lot of yards on the run. Fourth down and 2 play. Last fourth down didn't work out for the Black Hats. Trying to turn things around here and want to keep the drive alive with 3:10 to play. Duncan out of the gun. Two receivers to his left. Near side receiver Leathers. Hand off to Gibson. Flag comes flying in at the snap. Driven into the grass is Gibson by Eli Moore and company. But was the flag a false start, or was it an illegal formation? It's an illegal formation, which means Grandview will decline it. And that's a turnover on downs. And Coach Dallas, his highest jump in the last 30 years there as he celebrates the turnover on downs.
Oh, man.
Hey, you can have a jab, so can I. No, seriously, though, Coach Dallas, great coach, great guy. If you ever get a chance to talk to him, he will talk to you. He will tell you about himself and his history, and it's great to hear. And a college coach at Kansas Wesleyan in Ottawa, high school coach at North County, restarting this Grandview football program. They took a step back last year, went to JV, went 7-3, came back this year, struggled out of the gate. They're 0-5, looking for their first victory. They'll have it first down and 10 at their own 29-yard line after Herky turns it over on downs. Out of the gun is Jacob Brand. Two receivers to the near side. Grandview going right to left. Here's a handoff. Kreith tries to stretch it out wide across the 30. Oversteps the defender on the grass to the 40-yard line. And down at the 41. Gets 11 yards on the carry for Coldwell Banker Holsey. First down and slow to get up. Someone in the backfield for the Herculaneum defense. As they tend to him. We'll take a break here. Come back in 1 minute. and tell you who the injured player is and what the situation is. But a first down run there for Grandview at 2:49. The play clock stops. Grandview down 26-20. We're back in 60.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Nick Horner, the injured player for Herculaneum, needed some assistance to get to the sideline as Grandview has a first down and 10 play after an 11-yard run by David Kreith. They'll throw it this time. Backwards throw to Kreith. Gets the edge. 45. Flag comes flying in from the back judge. A good 20-yard throw there from the man in black and white. And that was right around where the tackle is being made, around the 47 of Grandview.
It looks like it was a hold.
And, yep, hold on the Eagles. A penalty when they don't need one. 2:29 to play in this fourth quarter.
It's their eighth penalty tonight.
Ball will be placed back on the Grandview 37. First down and 13 play is a spot foul. Fans on their feet on the Grandview side. Herky, some of them remain seated because it's cold. Jacob Brand, the QB, hands it off left to Kreith. Nosedive to the 40. Brought down by the Black Hats there. Gain of two. Actually, they're going to give him three.
Telling you, they're generous tonight. Well, we got the crowd getting amped up here on the Herky sidelines.
Yeah, no kidding. Coming off the field is Trevor Smith for the Herky defense. He'll go single safety with Leathers. Two receivers on the near side. Brand looking that way. He's got a man wide open. It's Eli Moore at the 40. Makes a hand grab. 45 across midfield. Lowers a shoulder to the 43 of Herculaneum. 45. And that's a gain of 15. And a Grandview first down. And Eli Moore is slow to get up. Clock rolls, 99 seconds left in this fourth quarter. Now the clock is running. Clock stops on every first down, an incomplete pass and penalty as well. Grandview taking their time. They've got two timeouts left, possibly just one. There's no indication on the scoreboard. Brand out of the shotgun formation, flips it to the right for Kreith, trying to get to the edge and trying to get out of bounds, and there's a tackle in the backfield by Herculaneum. Was that Jason Harden?
Yes, it was.
Timeout called by Grandview. It might have been. I'm tracking him. You know what? That's Luke Teague. Number 88. Yep. Wow, Luke Teague is the one that made the tackle there on David Kreith, a guy that does not go down easily. And that was a backward pass, so that counts as a run. And so what are we looking at here? No gain on the play.
So, Matt, we're looking at second and 10 with 1:08 left. If Grandview scores, there's not going to be much time on the clock. Could be an extra point for the game.
Yeah, could be. I just wish the scoreboard indicated how many timeouts were left. I know Grandview's at least taken two as they take one here. There's 1:08 left on this clock.
Hey, I'll talk to some people. We'll see if we can get Dugan Memorial Field updated for you.
Would you? That'd be great.
Just for you, Matt.
All right, Grandview out of the timeout. will go four wide, two on either side, going right to left. Pistol formation, Creath in the backfield. He's been there all night. Man in motion, Moore from the slot left to the right side, and a flag comes flying in. Illegal formation is called. Everyone was set. Eli Moore was the only guy in motion, but he wasn't lined up properly. And because he was lined up improperly and the first one to move, flag goes against him. And again, Grandview beating themselves up here. Second flag of this drive. Second down and 15 now with 20 seconds on the play clock as they get that winded. Game clock will stay where it is. Man-to-man coverage, single safety back for the Herky defense. They're going to rush three with four linebackers, four wide for Grandview. Moore in motion this time, properly lined up so that no flag on that one. Shoulder snap to Brand. Look to his right. No one was there, and he'll go down for a sack. The Herky defense comes up big. Number 64, John Durkee, senior, comes up with the sack. Clock rolls, 52 seconds. Grandview's going to have to use their third and final timeout if they have one. Again, no indication on either board who has how many timeouts. 43 seconds, third down and 18. Grandview in desperation mode. Brand looking left, no one to go to. Right into the teeth of Durkee. Runs past him, near midfield, brought down there at the 49 of Grandview. And a timeout called by Coach Dallas with 31 seconds left. It's a six-point ball game. Herculaneum has the lead. Let's all catch our breath. Take a 60-second timeout. We're back in just a minute on KJF.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Fourth down and 16 for the Eagles. Game right here. They throw it to the left. Creath has to break some tackles. Has blockers downfield across the 40 of Herky. Bounces off a defender to the 35. I don't believe it. He's got a first down. They're going to move the chains. Clock stops at 22 seconds. The backward pass works for the Eagles. Got to spike it here. 26-20 your score. Grandview hustling guys on and off the field. Sprinting across the field is Massey. Out of the gun, Brand. Behind him, Creath. Taking their time still. Snap, belt high. Hands it off, Creath. Got to get out of bounds. Splits the blockers at the 30 and does not get out of bounds. They do call him out of bounds. Okay, 9 seconds to go. Clock stops. Second down and 7. Play coming up. Grandview can take their time to line this one up. 20 seconds. Win number 1 on the line for Grandview. Massey. One of the wide receivers. Cameron Ennis. Here's the handoff. Creath to the right side. Got to get out of bounds. He does. Got the first down, too, with 5 seconds to play. If your heart's not pounding out of your chest by now, you're not human. First down and 10 play. It'll be at the Herky 24-yard line. One final play here for all the marbles, as they say.
Yeah, Herky secondary is going to play real deep. They're going to give him anything in the middle. Just make sure he doesn't cross that goal line because they got 5 seconds. They keep it inbounds. Not going to be able to have another play. Should be the last play of the game.
I feel like the ball is going to Creath. It has to. Almost. Four wide, three on the near side. Grandview right to left. Right side of the line puts their hands in the grass. Fake handoff to Creath. Rolling to his off-throwing shoulder is Brand. Lines up the toss towards the back of the end zone and out of the back of the end zone as he took a hit. No flag for a late hit. The clock hits triple zeros, and that is your ball game. Herky hangs on for a 26-20 victory here at home on Friday nights. We'll go ahead and step aside here and come back with a little post-game wrap-up on KJF.
Looking for Mineral Area College spirit wear, a snappy book bag, greeting cards, art supplies, office supplies, or study sheets? In the market for a new laptop computer? Check out our expanded bookstore on Mineral Area College's Park Hills campus. For that Mac student in your life, a gift card might be just the thing he or she needs to make a big difference. Visit Mineral Area College's bookstore today on the Park Hills campus near the Ludington Park Hills exit. It starts here, Mineral Area College.
Mario's Italian Farmington serves the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pastas, calzones, strombolis, salads, and sub sandwiches. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. Get Mario's full menu online at mariositalia.com. You'll be satisfied with all the choices Mario's has to offer. Dine in or have it delivered or have them cater your next special event. Open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Matt Greenwood with you for AM 1400 KJEF in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College, your next step. And it's the Home Bulls and Spas end zone show, or post-game show, I should say, the end zone show coming up after we conclude our broadcast here. But what a ball game this evening. Grandview made this one a game. Second half, Eagles down 26-7. They get a 70-yard touchdown run by David Kreith, the sophomore at 5'10", 175. He played like a giant this evening for the Eagles. He runs it in from 70 yards, makes it a 26-13 score. They fail on the two-point try. And then Herculaneum winds up punting the football. Grandview also punts it. Then Herculaneum turns it over on downs. Ensuing drive, 10 plays, covering 54 yards. Guess who? David Kreith, another touchdown. This one of the two-yard variety, 26-20 your score. The next drive for Herculaneum, they turn it over on downs, going for it on fourth down and two on the Grandview side of the field. What do the Eagles do? Well, they go back to David Kreith for the first play and the second play. Third play was actually to Eli Moore, a pass play that wound up working for about 7 or 8 yards to keep the drive alive, picking up the first down there. Then the next play went to David Kreith. He had a nice little run there. Then Brand got sacked after there was miscommunication. Throw in a couple of flags as well for holding an illegal motion on the Grandview Eagles. Still, they're able to get down the field, give it to David Kreith on a back pass. He's able to get 19 yards. It was a fourth down and 19. And he needed to get 19 yards for the first down to the, I believe it was the Herky 30 at the time. And guess what? He got it. Drive stays alive. Herky's still going. But two plays later, with 5 seconds left, Brand scrambles left, throws it downfield, threw it too strong, threw it too far, lands out of the back of the end zone, incomplete. Clock hits triple zeros. Ball game. Herky hangs on to win 26-20. All right, now it's time for Austin to run out of breath talking. It's the Bloomsdale Bank stats of the game. Austin.
So, So we'll start with the Grandview Eagles, and you mentioned Kreith, man. He was dominant all night long, 239 yards and two touchdowns.
Wow.
Throughout the night. Eli Moore also had 24 yards rushing as he started out 28 in the first half and then lost four in the second. Jacob Brand had 8 yards rushing on the night, and Dylan Barker remained with six. Jacob Brand also had 37 yards passing, going 4 for 8, so 50% completion percentage. Receiving was David Kreith on 5 yards. Massey had 10 yards. Dylan Barker had 7, and Eli Moore with 15. And
are you asking me?
I'm just running it all down here. And then into the penalties, you know, you mentioned that. Grandview had 50 yards of penalties, 9 penalties on the night. So, that, I mean, when you look back at this tight game, I would definitely point to that. But into the Herculaneum stats, Jason Harden with 23 yards rushing. Jordan Duncan with 25 yards rushing. Austin Hewson, 170 yards and 2 touchdowns. Drew Gibson with 27 yards and a touchdown. And also Duncan had a touchdown in that first half. Jordan Duncan went from 0 for 3 in the first half to 3 for 8 in the second half, 45 yards passing. And all 38 of those yards in the second half going to Jason Harden and then an additional 7 to Luke Teague. And Herky limited the damage to only 36 yards on the penalty markers with 3 penalties being thrown. So more yards per penalty, but a third of the penalties that Grandview had, if that makes sense to you, Matt.
It makes sense to me. It's you listening. It's got to make sense to you. Hopefully it does. You mentioned penalties. Without one of those flags, it doesn't become a fourth down and 19 play for Grandview to keep their drive alive and keep the chances for winning alive. But you'd have to think that with 10 yards to play with instead of 19 and maybe a third down instead of a fourth down, Grandview is 10, maybe 15 yards closer than they wound up being for that final play. 15 yards were the penalties. They Brand threw it from about the 35. The ball was snapped around the 30. So we're talking maybe a little bit of a better chance to score if you're only 15 to 20 yards out instead of 30 to 35 yards out. But it is what it was. It was a great ball game. And I don't think the flags really hurt Grandview too much when it all came down to it. They made a game of it, down as much as 19 in the second half. But Grandview able to storm back. Herky defeats the storm back and hangs on for the 26-20 victory. Time for the Serenity Hospice Care play of the game. Peace of mind when you need it most. That is Serenity Hospice Care. I don't know if I sound like it or not, Austin, but I'm kind of out of energy here. So I'll let you take our Serenity Hospice Care play of the game.
Ooh, one play of the game. I'm going to give it
We had two huge runs tonight.
I mean, I guess you could point to Austin Hewson on the 54-yard touchdown early. I mean, that was a pretty big play. Honestly, the biggest plays in the second half, you know, going down the stretch, were all on Grandview side with David Kreith.
Right.
So, I mean, you got to look at the 70-yard run and the 2-yard touchdown. I mean, two touchdowns in a matter of, what, like 3 minutes?
Yeah.
So if we got to give it to the winning team, I'll give it to Hewson. But honestly, if down the stretch, I mean, David Kreith, the 70-yard run, it's got to be in there.
And then not only that, but Kreith then stepped in to kick an extra point after he scored a touchdown, a couple of touchdowns, and he punted the ball when they needed him to. So sophomore David Kreith, 5'10", 175. Don't forget that name if you're a Grandview fan. That guy is going places with his Eagles squad. But unfortunately tonight, it belongs to Herculaneum, a 26-20 victory over the Grandview Eagles. I want to thank Mario's Italia Pizza for providing delicious food this evening for my dinner and Austin's dinner, and I will repeat this every single week. Buffalo Chicken Pizza, Mario's Italia in Farmington. Go get you some. And on that note, we'll go ahead and send it to the KJS Studios. Crystal Wilcutt waiting back there for you. She's going to toss you to a game, or we're going to begin the Home Bowls and Spas End Zone Show. But you know what? I'm going to let her figure that one out. But as for Austin and myself, Matt Greenwood, that's it for us. We're turning out the lights here at Herculaneum as the Black Hats hang on for a 26-20 victory over the Grandview Eagles.